All right, get it out of the way.
Get what out of the way?
Who's screaming?
Oh, that's Kinsey.
Say how awesome
What's the matter?
Was. I had to say how awesome that was.
What?
The intro on the stream for the show.
Oh, I forgot. You haven't seen it. Thanks.
Welcome. Carry on.
She's genuinely excited. I was watching her face as she's watching it.
Well, you guys
it.
Were excited when I cut it up. You made me play it twice, even though you can't hear it.
Yeah, but we wanted you to play it twice because you missed time the first one. I know you wanted it right. Now you've got it down pat. But watching Kenzie's face was just like kid at Christmas.
It's like it's colors and shapes, and it moves fast.
And then when the shot picks up of the wide shot in the studio, she just—it's like the cherry on top. She's like, "Oh wow!"
All right, go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead?
Cowboys, go.
Why aren't you happy?
Kenzie is now vexed by the show logo in the lower right-hand corner.
What's on the logo right now? On the bug, as it's called.
George Jefferson dancing around the logo.
Oh, man, that's too distracting for her.
Yes. I'm done.
There. Okay.
You took George down, didn't you?
I had to. Yep. Otherwise, she's just going to stare at that little bug thingy for 4 hours.
But at least she'll be happy.
Wait till I show her the SpongeBob one.
Oh, man.
What?
I don't have it with me. Shut up. Go ahead. I didn't see any of the game. I didn't know anything until you showed me the story. They beat the Browns or whoever they played.
The Bears.
Right.
Beat the Bears. At one point, they were up 35-7. So the final score of 41-28 doesn't really show, you know, the full story because it makes it sound closer. But it was a game they needed. After getting their asses handed to them on Thanksgiving by the Eagles and having to play the Eagles again 10 days from now, they needed this game for momentum's sake and just sort of for their own ego.
That's the wrong one.
Winning seems to help our emotional recovery in the National Football League competition game. Thank you. Yeah.
I wish Jason Garrett sounded like that.
With that southern accent, that would be nice, yeah. No, it was a good game. Romo had a good game. DeMarco Murray had a fantastic game, which Everett was really excited about because he has DeMarco on two of his fantasy teams.
Oh, yeah. It's a big knot for the Lakewood Shredders.
Is that the name of your new band?
No, that's the name of my two fantasy teams.
Oh.
Piehole is my new band.
Why do you keep changing it? You had, what was it? Eat My Pie, mm-hmm. Then Little Morphine Annie.
Yeah.
Now it's Pie Hole.
Well, it's an all-new band. New lineup, new songs.
Are you still in it?
Yeah, I'm still in it.
Well, it's not an all-new band.
Well, it's new to me.
Do you have a lead singer?
We do.
Better than the first one you had?
Oh, yeah. At opposite ends of the continuum.
Whose fault was it? Who chose to make Valerie lead singer?
I think you did, actually.
I did.
I think that was entirely your fault. I can't imagine I would have done anything like that.
Wow.
What you get for dating somebody and making them the lead singer? You can't. And you certainly can't critique her.
It worked for a while.
Till animal control showed up. We had reports. All right. Who did what? Everybody had, they won. What was the score?
The final was 41-28. But yeah, I mean, at one point, they went into the half. The score was 14-7. But then the Cowboys just opened up the can of whoop ass in the third quarter and went up to 35-7. Unfortunately, at the end, though, then you have the Bears kind of come back in the fourth quarter. The defense kind of took a fourth quarter nap They also picked up a couple of onside kicks, but ultimately they iced it, and it was 41-28. But it was a good game by everyone. It's one that it was needed. Like, again, going into the game against the Eagles 10 days from now, which will be on Sunday Night Football.
And the Bears had killed the Cowboys the past couple of times we'd played them, so it was nice to beat them.
I don't see any audio in your folder from the press conference.
Yeah, I realize I didn't slap it over into the flash drive. It's still on the other Q drive.
I don't know what that means. It's not in here.
It's not on that flash drive. It's on the computer on the network, though.
Oh. Is something Alfie needs to go get?
I just need to put it on that flash drive.
Well,
but I can't do that.
Well, we're not going to be talking about this later.
Okay.
So if you got the audio, somebody needs to go get it.
I'm on it.
Okay. How was the big talk after the game?
It was exciting, and you know, there's electricity in the room. There was a fire in everyone's belly. And actually, one of the biggest things that came out of the game yesterday was, in addition to the two fractures that Tony has on his spine, he let it slip last night while talking to NFL Network that he's also been dealing with a broken rib for the past 2 months.
How do we know that? Just because he said it doesn't mean he has been.
So you think he's just making it up? Why would he make it up? It's already confirmed that he's got two cracks in his spine. What's throwing in an extra rib? Why does that matter?
Make him seem like an even better player. Look at all the pain that I play under. I didn't want to tell you about this broken rib and the fact that I have my left foot cut off.
I don't think that's... I think he has his left foot. I'm pretty sure he has his left foot.
Okay. I don't know. One of the Von Erichs didn't have his left foot for a while. Nobody knew it, and he kept wrestling.
How did nobody know that?
He had some type of prostate. I think it was Kerry, the one with the long hair. Kerry Von Erich.
It came off during a match, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think he lost in a motorcycle accident.
Yeah, and somebody yanked it off.
How?
Big Boss Man or...
Please, God, tell me someone used it as a weapon.
Nick the Barber Beefcake. One of those guys.
Okay, your audio's in here now.
All right, thank you, Alfie.
Which one do you want?
One of my favorites was, since Tony Romo had such a good game last night, they asked Coach Garrett, how was Tony's performance?
I thought he did a really good job, and that's the nature of how you have to play quarterback against this style of defense. And, you know, he had a couple chances, made the big throw to Dez, made a couple other big throws down the field. But you have to be efficient. You have to be a good decision maker. You have to go to the right guy. Sometimes you have to be overly patient when you play this team. And the other part of it is you got to cash in when you get down in the red zone. I thought he did a good job of that as well.
Where do you get this audio?
DallasCowboys.com/NFL.com.
Why don't you just start recording the game, the end of the game, when they do the press conference?
Because that's not necessarily better. That sometimes is worse.
Off television? You know you can record audio off television.
I do, but they don't normally televise that.
They don't televise the press conference?
No, it's too boring.
Oh.
This is the stuff you have to go seek out.
Okay. I can see why they're not concerned about the quality then.
Yeah. Then the next one is they asked Coach Garrett to name the moments in the game where you capitalized.
You have to cash in against this team. You have to be efficient, you know, throwing the football. You have to be effective running the football. You have to have balance. And then when you get down there, you have to score touchdowns. I think for the most part, we did a good job of that tonight.
And that's what we do now. We must advance down the field by running with the ball, or as we've recently heard, by throwing it. And we score points by crossing that last line before that end zone place. And that's how we score.
The goal line.
Whatever. Many times I've told my players they can stop after they cross that goal line. Mm-hmm. As far as running, sometimes they keep running and run into the wall and burst into flames.
You'd figure if that was such a problem, maybe you'd have some sort of drills in practice.
I told them to stop. What more can I give them?
I don't know. Maybe put up a net.
I think they're perplexed by our goal to avoid those thugs who try and stop us and take the ball from us.
You mean the defense?
Whoever. Them guys wearing different clothes.
Different clothes.
What is that? What is the next clip?
They asked Coach Garrett in his postgame presser, why were you more aggressive this game?
Oh, I just think there are a lot of things. You know, we've gone for fourth downs in the past, and you know, you want to be aggressive, and you know, you're on the road, you're dealing with conditions. There are a lot of factors that go into those decisions, and you know, we can run the football. We got guys who can come off the football and knock their guys back. We got a runner who's going to make yards, and you know, I think all that factors into the decision making, and thought our guys did a good job making those situations work.
Because as you can see, we won.
Mm-hmm.
So we make good decisions. We can normally tell. I can also tell when I make bad decisions because Jerry Jones will scream at me and then tell me to dance like an Ardmore topless dancer.
Never going to let that go.
And the last one.
The last one is...
What did I miss?
What?
Ardmore topless dancer?
That chick that... accused Jerry Jones of accosting her. She was an Ardmore topless dancer.
Oh, I thought maybe Dan did something.
No, thank God.
Okay.
No, Ardmore is on its own.
All right.
It was just funny that she makes these allegations like Jerry Jones was going to ship a bunch of topless dancers from Ardmore, Oklahoma, down to North Texas. They go, that's what I need. Now, that's a dancer. Slightly bow-legged,
mm-hmm.
But that's all right. What's the last one?
The last one is they asked Coach Garrett to comment on the fourth quarter, specifically the slight comeback the Bears were trying to put on.
All I remember about the fourth quarter is it normally comes near the end of the game.
Man, I wish he had said that.
Yeah, we have to do a better job, you know, defensively for us to give up those scores and then to not get the one onside kick. You know, those are things we just have to continue to try to clean up. You're playing situational defense when you're up that many scores, so you're going to give up some yards. But, you know, when we go back and look at it, I think they were too effective moving the football and too effective cashing in to make this game close. Obviously, not getting that second onside kick hurt us. It gave them another opportunity. You know, I thought our offense did a good job managing those situations. You know, you're kind of in a four-minute offense mode, and we're able to cash in and get some points down the stretch, but should have done a better job in the fourth.
I know why it's not broadcast on television.
Yeah.
My NFL Dallas Cowboys football coaching staff has recently informed me of the existence of that type of football kick known as the onside kick. We are taking this new intel into consideration for our future football endeavors on the field. That onside kick. It sounds neat. Also to our training, we have added cardio.
Oh, really?
Because we just found out that field is 300 feet long, and that makes you tired.
So you think these are some of the reasons that for the first time in 5 years, the Cowboys will have a winning record?
Because we have added cardio to run the 300 feet.
Or in some of the other things that you've thrown out that you've learned?
Well, one other thing I've learned is I just bought a stopwatch.
Oh, no.
I was just recently told we only have 40 seconds from the end of the play before we must snap the football item.
It's clear that you finally learned that. There have, in previous years, there have been some serious questions about that. Also, in some of the players being able to count to two.
I think we have gotten past that. One thing I have encouraged my players to do is to come back after halftime.
See, these are the reasons that you know that this team has finally turned a corner. After three seasons straight of 8-8, now, at the worst, we'll be 9-7.
Yeah, we sure like to score those touchdowns in the football tournament competition because that gives us the most points. Most of the time, it's almost six. And then we get extra points if we kick that football through that outline of a topless box on a stick.
I love the day after games. Oh.
One thing I have had to go explain to all our quarterbacks is that if I call for a pass, that doesn't mean skip the play. That means throw the ball.
You're a good coach. It really is the little things.
It's like a regular sports talk station.
I know.
One last thing I have suggested to the National Football League is that during a play, all the players should stand still and the field shake.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire a Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to russmartin.com. Thank you and happy holidays.
333. First check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Al Picoy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Traffic blows really, really bad right now. Don't even think about going to Irving. We're starting off there. Northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, between 183 and 114. The highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. There was an 18-wheeler that hit the 183 bridge. That bridge is kind of jacked up right now. It's going to be closed for a while. Right now, traffic's completely stopped back from Shady Grove. Everyone going southbound there is staring at it like a bunch of morons. They have you backed up back from around Grawweiler. Still in Irving, eastbound 183 between Carl Road and Loop 12 Walton Walker. That part of 183 is shut down due to the same problem on Loop 12. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from the Beltline. All in all, it's about an hour delay through that. Also in Irving, eastbound 114, just after Freeport Park, we got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic has backed up back to 121. Westbound side there is also affected. It was blocked off. Lanes have been reopened. Traffic's jacked up back from Esther's. Finally, in Dallas, southbound 75 at Walnut Hill, got an accident at the apex. Traffic's backed up, back from around the High Five. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Texas Lottery. Tonight, a few clouds, an overnight low of 51. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 63. Right now, it's 77 and 97.1, the Eagle.
I'm sorry, every time I hear that promo for iHeart or whatever it is, Yahoo Live.
Mm-hmm.
Listen for bands that are about to blow up. All I can think of is Great White.
Oh, no.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, are we done with the Cowboys?
There's actually two other interesting storylines out of the game last night. First of all, Brandon Marshall, one of the wide receivers for the Bears last night, he took a knee from Barry Church into his back. It turned, and he ended up leaving the game. He was down on the field for a few minutes. He left in an ambulance. Find out today that in addition to a broken rib, he had a collapsed lung. Which, by the way, Romo had a couple of years ago playing in San Francisco.
He continued playing with a collapsed lung?
I think that was the game when the team doctors had to hide his helmet so he couldn't go on the field, but he was trying to get back in the game. I think he played the next week, though.
He did.
He had a broken rib with a punctured lung. That was what Romo had.
Can you function with one lung?
Well, it's not recommended when, you know, going into a contact sport.
We told him he'd look winded. We think it's because one of his lungs was leaking.
I'm not sure, but I think that same season that Romo had the punctured lung, I think right before that, that was the same season where Jason Witten in the preseason had lacerated his spleen and came back to start in the opening game, even though it was recommended that he wait a while.
Okay.
All right. And then the other thing, and this is something that's been kind of...
And then you go back to players in the past who coined the term turf toe. Romo wants to go back out and play, lung collapsed.
Yeah. But the thing with turf toe is that it sounds like turf toe, but it's actually a very painful injury.
What is it?
If I remember correctly, you know how you can make a fist with your toes?
Yeah.
Now imagine you're making a fist with your big toe and now smash it into the ground.
I don't like that even when I'm not making the fist. I don't know what it is about your foot and your toes that seem to be the most sensitive. Yeah. Get up in the middle of the night, you go into pee, you stump your toe. I'd rather break my arm off.
And I've had a broken arm, and at times I think I would have traded the arm for the toe. I don't know what it is. It's like your toes are connected to your most severe pain sensor in your brain. And God help you if like I tend to do when I kick the bed frame. Sweet mother God.
That's when you come out with the best combination of cuss words ever possible.
Mm-hmm. It's a chain of words that are not ever meant to go together, but once uttered, seem like they fit beautifully.
And it's not just something I'm not trying to make a pun here. It's not something you can just walk off. You got to sit there and wait on it.
And that's the worst. It's like, you know, the last time I did it, I'm sitting next to the bed like Peter Griffin and Family Guy, and I'm trying to tell myself, this too shall pass. It just looks funky when someone walks in. I look like a ranting idiot.
All right, so turf toe was worse than I thought.
And I think it's a ligament thing as well. But anyway, the other big thing out of the game last night is Orlando Scandrick and Dez Bryant, both Cowboys players, they were yelling on the sideline for different reasons. Scandrick was mad because they gave up 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Understandable. He had the interception to pretty much end the game. Dez Bryant, on the other hand, the cameras on TV love to follow him because they usually get some good stuff. He's kind of like Michael Irvin. He's emotional. He's fiery, all that.
This is who?
Dez Bryant.
Okay.
So in the game, on 3rd and 22, the Cowboys decided to run the ball and then just kick a field goal just to get some extra points near the end of the game. Well, Dez was pissed about it because he thought they should be throwing the ball and staying aggressive.
He does sometimes seem to get pissed. Sometimes after a particularly stressful game, I will cradle Mr. Wide Receiver Dez Bryant in my arms, and then I will rock him to sleep while I sing Rock Me Tonight by Billy Squire. Hello, is this thing on?
So Dez is having a fit about something?
He was having a fit, and the cameras picked up on it, and he was basically, we found out later, he was just yelling at everyone, we should stay aggressive, let's pass, let's stay aggressive. So the TV cameras pick up on it, and everyone, the commentators start commenting, saying like, oh, there he goes again, he's just, you know, just lashing out, he needs to control himself and all these things. After the game, Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas goes up to Dez and says, you know, he basically asks, are you worried about what people are saying about you when those cameras are on? Dez's response is, and I quote, F no, I do not care, because I know I'm not doing anything wrong. They don't know what's going on. I can't care less. They ain't on no sidelines. Nobody's on the sidelines with us. The only thing they're waiting for us to do is take an L, and they can talk a bunch of S about us. Oh, the same old Cowboys in December. Come on, man. Ain't none of that. We're going to take it.
Who did he say this to?
This is to Tim McMahon from ESPN Dallas.
Was this a recorded interview?
I haven't heard audio yet. It was everything that I've seen on it. It was just written down, which sounds really, everything in there is recorded at some point. It just seems odd that there's no audio, at least not that I've heard. Dez goes on to say, we're going to take advantage of what we need to take advantage of. I don't give a F who films it. That's the truth. That's how I feel. As long as we get the W, that's all that matters. Put that S down. Meaning write it down. You don't have to put the little, whatever you do to put the little stars by it. Put my whole cuss words in there. I mean that.
Sometimes we have to use that a lot with Dez, the expletive deleted. It wasn't until I read one of his interviews before I finally figured out what that term meant. Because I was going, he never said that during that interview. He never said expletive deleted.
Mm-mm, he did not. I don't think he's ever said those words.
So in my mind, I believe he has sworn. That's when I started singing him to sleep at night, singing Billy Squire.
That's why I love just the way that his statement starts when asked, it's like, are you worried about what they're saying about you? F no, I don't care. Yeah. It's refreshing.
How's it going to change anything? Does this bother you? No. Why would it bother me? I'm making millions of dollars playing football. So I had a fit or I blew a play. Big deal. I'm rich. And look at the size of this thing right here.
Oh, God. Okay, that's, wow.
I have told him many times not to expose his penis on ESPN. He thinks the PN stands for penis. Speaking of penises, I have also asked DeMarco Murray to stop having the sexual relations with other women and instead focus on the football game.
I think if he keeps a performance up last night, he can bang who he wants.
Well, in response, he started making these sexual relations with my wife, my neighbor's wife, and he also my great aunt Marcy.
He's busy. He stays active. And he is in a contract year, so he's really out there to shine. Ready to perform.
Is that pretty much it?
Yeah. Okay. So, 9-4, first winning season in 5 years. Big matchup against the Eagles a week from Sunday.
Also, as a coach, I still have respect for former coach Jimmy Johnson because his hair looks just like Glenn Campbell's. Press conference is over.
Thank you, Mr. Dalrymple.
Okay. What else you got?
Oh, man, let's see. I've actually got quite a bit. Since it was last week, I'll hit this real quick. Cut number 10. A Target employee in Westminster, Maryland, named Scott Sims, decided to give sort of a pregame talk to the fellow Target employees before they opened the doors Thanksgiving night for the beginning of Black Friday.
People of Target! Brothers, sisters, hear me now! They're standing out there. Any moment now, those doors will be breached. Whatever comes through those gates, you will stand your ground with a smile on your face. They come here with bargains in their heads and fire in their eyes. And we shall give those bargains to them. We will show them that we are not just the best store in this neighborhood, but...
Is this from some movie?
It's inspired by, like, one of those great speeches before battle. The guy said he's a huge Braveheart fan, so he's basically giving his freedom speech.
The best store anywhere, because we are more than just a store. This is a team. This is a family. This is Target!
Now go open the damn doors.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually, I mean, obviously it's cheesy and everything, but you can kind of compare, like, okay, they are about to open the doors and they're about to be rushed, as in it's like some sort of siege. Maybe a good pep talk's not a bad idea.
Should have had some music to go along with it. Let's see. Let's try it with this.
Okay.
People of Target! Brothers, sisters, hear me now! They're standing out there. Any moment now, those doors will be breached. Whatever comes through those gates, you will stand your ground with a smile on your face. They come here with bargains in their heads and fire in their eyes. And we shall give those bargains to them. We will show them that we are not just the best store in this neighborhood, but the best store anywhere. Because we are more than just a store. This is a team. This is a family. This is Target!
Something about that music, it just beefs up almost anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
That's much better, because most everywhere else I saw people would add music to it was like the Braveheart soundtrack or something. That's better.
Okay.
All right, do you want to stay with something sports-y? Or actually, they're both sports-y.
I choose sports.
Would you like hockey or baseball?
Oh, let me think. I think I'm kind of baseballed out.
You sure? Because I got a pinch hitter today that I can sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Which one is it? Which cut?
Cut number 9. Torrey Hunter, who actually lives in the area, just signed as a free agent with the Minnesota Twins, and he held his first press conference on Wednesday. And a trolling reporter named Mike Berardino tried to bait him with a question about gay marriage because Torrey Hunter has spoken out against it before. So he's just trying to just stir the pot that Mike is, and Torrey's not too keen on it.
The marriage question, is that the kind of thing that going forward you're not going to mess with, or are you just such an open, honest guy that if we ask you a question, you're going to answer it?
Nah, there's nothing to talk about. You already know, you know, so why keep talking about it? I said it. It is what it is. Hey, Mike is kind of a prick, huh? No, seriously, you're a prick, man. I don't even know you. You're a prick, seriously. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. That's your job. It's definitely a prick, though.
And that's what happens when you reach a certain age as a professional athlete and you've amassed enough money that is known as FU money. Go ahead, find me.
Can he not call him a prick?
I'm sure he can. I'm not sure if Major League Baseball will fine him for it. I don't think they should.
Well, why are they asking him about gay marriage?
Yeah, the reason why is because Torrey Hunter, was it last season, Everett? I think it went viral where a reporter asked him about it, and he's like, I'm against it. And
why would anybody think that it changed? Why would you keep asking it?
Well, the way that this reporter sounds like what he was trying to get at was, okay, you're new to this team, Torrey. Are you going to be a guy in the clubhouse that we as reporters can come to and ask a question and you'll be open and answer us?
Well, and he wants to get another soundbite, you know, something that he can use that he elicited that he can throw out there. He knows it's a touchy subject with Torrey Hunter, so why not push his buttons?
But Hunter's right. You already know. Why are you asking me something?
That's why I called this reporter a troll.
Who was the reporter?
Mike Berardino.
The prick?
Yes, as he will now probably forever be known.
What's his last name?
Berardino.
Mike the Prick Berardino.
Yeah, it's got a ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And it's going to stick.
Hey, you know Mike? Mike who? You know Mike the Prick.
You know Mike the Prick. He's friends with Vinny Bag of Dicks.
I really hope that all the Twins players now refer to Mike in that fashion. And honestly, it's fair because if you listen to like a sports station and they will rail on players on different things, it's nice to actually hear a player stand up and freely speak his mind without being filtered.
Yeah. You don't know me. Where do you really get off asking me personal questions, especially things I've already addressed?
Well, and who cares? I mean, he's there to play baseball. He's not there to have personal opinions.
Yeah, he's not there to bring about social change.
How did he end up in the media to begin with when he brought up? Did somebody ask him about gay marriage a year or so ago whenever the video went viral?
I think so. Do you remember?
Yeah, I think so. I think it just sort of came out in an interview, and the media jumped on it because it was... Like,
gay marriage or gays in baseball?
I think it was gay marriage, if I'm not mistaken.
Why don't they ask him about something more pertinent to baseball? Illegal immigration or nuclear war?
Honestly... Asking a baseball player about illegal immigration would be a somewhat valid question because there are Cuban defectors all throughout baseball.
Some of the best players got here on a boat illegally.
Some were smuggled into the country.
Allegedly by drug lords.
Yes. Who would get a cut of their contracts.
Why is it with Cubans, if I have this right, if they make it to our soil, they get to stay?
I think because it's a communist country and they're allowed to defect because just as a humanitarian thing, we don't
but
want them to
Mexico
go back.
Isn't, so.
Right.
Okay. Always been curious about that.
Yeah. I think as a country, basically, like when we see Mexico or something like that, we'd say it is like, it's not that bad. Go back. From Cuba, they're like, man, that's terrible. Come on in.
I think we take the Mexicans and the Cubans and make them in charge of mass transit because they all seem... Know how to transport people.
Yeah.
You know, that one pickup truck that they had turned into a boat coming from Cuba.
Yeah.
Would have made it to the at least the Florida Keys, ran out of gas.
I know. I was always impressed by that. You came to America on a truck in the ocean?
Yeah.
Damn. Put you in charge of the tollway.
Wait, put extra air in the tires.
Yeah.
Okay. that it?
I haven't. I have the hockey thing if you want. Are you familiar with the meow game, the cat game?
Is this cats playing hockey?
God, I wish. Now this audio sucks.
No, I don't know what it is.
It's where the cat game is where you replace the word now with meow.
Okay.
And you usually see how many you can get in a matter of time. So cut number 7 is a hockey player with a minor league team called the Kalamazoo Wings. They played the cat game from the movie Super Troopers in an interview between periods the other night.
Do you understand all this, Everett?
I do. It just sounds like it's going to be annoying quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Ray, a couple weeks ago, you and I talked about this team needing to start a little bit quicker. Looks like you guys did that here today.
Yeah, right now we came out, hit a few guys quickly there. You know, we got to get in the corners now and maybe, you know.
I'm sorry, what word am I looking for?
Instead of now, he's saying meow.
Wait, he's not saying meow.
He's saying meow.
He is?
Yes.
Oh.
That's the idea of the game, is to see if also you can do it without the other person noticing.
Ray, a couple weeks ago, you and I talked about this team needing to start a little bit quicker. Looks like you guys did that here today.
Yeah, right now we came out, hit a few guys quickly there. You know, we got to get in the corners now and maybe...
Sound like he's saying meow.
I think he's just really good at it.
Did he win?
I would imagine he's gone viral.
Well, how do you keep score? You don't know. It sounds like now.
It does, but it was apparently, he was saying meow.
Against whom is he competing?
I would imagine other players.
So how do you win this game? Do you have to have possession of the cat?
You stop that.
Which side is he playing right now? Offense, defense?
I think right now he's on the offensive.
Hmm. And is this done on the internet, or do people gather in groups?
Do they have fantasy meow teams?
If you want the original inspiration, it's cut number 8. This is from the movie.
Let me listen and see if I can actually, because I don't think he's doing it.
No, I think every now and then he's doing it, but not every time.
Okay. You know, pass the puck a couple more times down the neutral zone there, Mel.
You're up 1-0 early. This team's leading in the North Division. You guys need to make up ground on them. What do you got to do the rest of the way?
All right, Mel, our focus is on banking as many points, Mel, but right now we're doing a pretty good job, you know, coming out and getting the first goal.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Mel.
Will this help him get out of the minor leagues of hockey into the NHL?
No, but it's at least...
Does this go on to his stats?
Probably unofficial stats. Probably the stats they'll keep in the locker room.
How many meows do you think he got in there?
You know, I forgot to count. It was in like 40 seconds.
I counted 7.
7? Okay.
Is there any sort of incentive pay that he receives?
You would have to ask the players. I mean, they may have a pool going in the locker room.
What do you win? SNH green stamps?
I hope not. I would imagine maybe some cash, or I don't know, maybe they're doing it for bar tabs. I don't know.
You counted how many, Alfie?
7, maybe 8.
That he actually said meow? Because I don't think he said meow. I don't know why I'm repeating this.
Do we get credit for catching every time he does this?
Because I didn't catch any of them.
Well, then you obviously lost.
Had Dan not set this up and just said, hey, listen to this and see if anything stands out, would you have noticed?
No.
This guy's not very good at it.
Well, if you want
to... he's too good, but the problem is you can't prove that he's said it.
Well, yeah.
Cut 8 is what?
Is the original from the movie Super Troopers.
Where they say meow?
Yeah, this is where you have two officers. They pull somebody over for speeding, and the two officers go up to the vehicle, one speaking to the driver playing the cat game.
You know, it's one of the few games that if you're too good at it, nobody even knows you're playing.
That's true.
So if nobody knows you're playing, who's keeping score?
And how do you know if you've won?
Thank you, Kinsey.
All right, now. Hand over your license and registration. Your registration? Hurry up, meow.
Sorry.
Is there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, meow, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought... You...
Don't fake, boy, meow, do you...
What?
You'll start to hear some like kind of noises. That's the other officer who has challenged the cop, and he's just starting to laugh his ass off.
I just want to go ahead and lay out the groundwork right now.
I understand.
We will not play this game.
You need to see this movie. Every cop that listens to you has seen
this movie.
This
is not going to happen.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Not meow, and not in the future.
You know how fast you were going. Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No, no.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Now, you stop laughing right now.
Yes, sir.
Meow, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But...
No buts, meow. That's the law. Not so funny meow, is it? Meow!
Have you seriously not seen Super Troopers?
No. Maybe. I thought it was about... Seriously, I thought it was some type of sci-fi thing.
No, no. It
is
follows...
there like a Space Troopers movie that I've confused it with?
Starship Troopers.
That's... Oh, yeah. Okay, that's probably why I've never watched it.
Gotcha. Yeah, totally different. No, Super Troopers is basically sort of like the cop version. It's like they're Gone with the Wind.
No.
It's a comedy.
When do you think I should watch it?
Right, meow. I mean, you asked.
I had to.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
404. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Traffic blows real bad right now in Irving. Let's get started off, though, in Dallas. Northbound 75 right at Wallen Hill. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Woodall Rogers. Also in Dallas, westbound on the Bush right at the Tollway. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back to Preston Road. Moving into Plano, southbound on the Tollway. Right at Park Boulevard. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup there is back to Spring Creek. The big one in Irving. Northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker. Between 183 and 114, the highway there is completely shut down due to an accident involving an 18-wheeler and a bridge and a whole bunch of other crap. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Shady Grove. Eastbound 183 between Carl Road and Loop 12, Walton Walker is also affected. That's also completely shut down. If you're stuck in it, it's about an hour trying to get out of it. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Alliance Gateway. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Your backup is back from Westport Parkway. Listen to Cindy Skull next week at 7:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to Hell Yeah's New Year's Eve party at Southside Barlow. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. A few clouds tonight, a low of 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy as we hit a high around 63. Right now, 77. The 97 won the Eagle.
What's going on, boss? I just want to say thank you for everything you do, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Do I need to explain?
No.
You know what that was?
No. But you don't need to explain. I don't want to put you out. If you have other things to do, I don't want to detract from your line of thinking.
Well, you have now.
Okay, tell me.
It was just a guy that walked up to a Dallas police officer and thanked him.
And did what?
Thanked him.
Oh, thanked him.
Yeah.
That was very nice of him.
We got, I brought this up a few weeks ago. And to this point, 4 videos have flown in. I just said, with all the crap going on with cops, I think somebody just walking up to a police officer or firefighter and saying, thank you for what you do, seems like that would stand out and go viral.
It's not as exciting, though, as conflict.
I understand. Forget his last name. A guy named Tomas sent a video today that's on Facebook, should be on RussMartin.com by now.
It is.
He hit the gold mine. He got like 4 or 5 cops all at once.
Yeah, that's some serious planning. Where was he? Did he tell you?
It didn't say. I couldn't tell.
Because it looked like he was at, obviously, some type of an event, and they were going into, I don't know, if they're going into like a church or something.
I don't know, but he pointed over. Somebody held the camera for him, and he pointed at the camera. So they didn't think he was up to something.
Yeah.
Although the camera, I don't know if that helps or not.
Yeah. I think it helps since it was somebody else holding it, and he just walked up and he's like, "Hey, you know, thank you guys. By the way, just recording this because I want to show people that y'all are cool cats. As opposed to walking up to police officers, holding the phone out in front of you so they automatically know you're recording them, and they usually know that that's bad.
Well, maybe they'll get used to the other side.
That would be nice.
Okay, anyway, that's what that bumper was.
I liked it.
I think at this point, the only way to get more officers in a video would be to go to one of the protests and go up to their line saying, I just want to thank you for what you do, all of you.
I think you should, everybody behind me should be beaten. I think anyone has not thanked you for your service should be tased or at least shot in one of their feet. Like that Swiss cheese cop did.
Oh, come on, don't do that.
To himself.
No, he didn't. He did not. Stop it.
Okay, what does that mean?
No.
You don't know the story?
No.
Oh, it gets even better.
No. Oh, son of a bitch.
What? What'd I do?
Dan, anytime the story comes up, Dan always gets a text from the police officer that was shot a couple of times. Did he actually get, he did get shot in the foot.
He did, but it was not his own doing.
The cops in the hospital, they went to visit him.
Right.
They went, you know you shot your foot.
And they had him believing that for the better part of an hour.
Oh, no. What jurisdiction or what nearby?
Is it Dallas?
It's Dallas.
Oh, okay.
It's not like it's a secret. I mean, I try to keep him somewhat anonymous, but...
Well, why do you get texts every time it comes up?
Because when Russ brings it up, he texts me saying, really, again? Because every time it comes up, even if he hasn't heard it, his phone blows up with all of his brothers and sisters in blue reminding him, hey, you shot yourself in the foot. It got so bad that on his desk, at one point, he had to have the shoe he was wearing that night with the ballistics plastic stuff showing the direction of the bullets, proving on his desk that he did not, in fact, shoot himself.
Well, I'm glad you explained that, and I'm sure that's really helping him, too.
It doesn't help at all. Cops don't care.
How many times did he get shot in the torso? It was enough to where they started calling him Swiss cheese.
He was shot 3 times, Everett, but all 3 were through and through. So he shot 3 times and had 6 holes, hence the nickname that we gave him, Swiss cheese.
I see. Okay.
And the irony of this is
that... We were able to figure out how many times he was shot by holding flashlight up to him.
What is really bothering me right now, in addition to the fact that I know I'm going to hear from him, is that yesterday was the anniversary of the incident.
Well, maybe he wants to celebrate. I don't know.
Well, no, he does. He calls it his Alive Day, and by God, he should. And his family should celebrate it, and all of Dallas Police should celebrate it. But
do you think he doesn't want his name revealed?
I always just haven't. I'd like to.
I think if you get shot in the line of duty, that's worth mentioning.
Oh, there he is.
Stand by while Dan checks his phone.
From Swiss cheese. 9 years yesterday. Still never gets old. That poor man. Anyway, yesterday was the anniversary of what happened. That's what is partly the great irony of all this. It's like Russ, and Russ doesn't realize that. He just happens to bring it up the day after.
Or does he?
He doesn't.
Something else that we found funny, if you put 3 fingers on the front of him, mm-hmm, and blow in one of the holes in the back, you can play Pop Goes the Weasel.
Oh, my God.
He's like a human lute.
Leave your phone on.
I am. I turned it on just for this purpose. Do you want the backstory on why he got shot?
I would love it.
He was undercover working. There's another one. He says, need studio address, mailing you all a boot.
A boot for what?
There's a special text for you, Russ. It's the bottom one.
Okay, let me see. I'm not blowing him.
Oh, man.
Man, you're an ocarina.
Oh, man.
That's good.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, yeah. Barely.
What is it? What is it, Ali?
It's a flute. It's like a potato-shaped flute.
No.
Anyway, he was working undercover. They were trying to catch a couple of criminals who had been jacking people in downtown Dallas.
Okay.
And that's exactly what happened. He was the bait, and they took it. Car rolls up. One guy gets out of the vehicle, puts a gun in his hip, and says, give me your money. The problem is, the guy started to put his hand down Swiss Cheese's pocket. And
who wasn't Swiss Cheese at the time.
Who was not Swiss Cheese at the time. And
he was still whole.
Yes. He was complete.
Like Munster.
Right. So the guy gets his hand on the front of the officer's pocket where his badge is.
Oh.
And he knows if that comes out, game over.
Right.
So they struggle. The bad guy shoots him once in the hip. That one exited within centimeters of his spine, and then gets shot again in the forearm. And then as he's falling backwards, the guy's now running away towards his car, and the guy's just firing behind him. And that's one that goes through the foot.
Now, obviously, he got some shots off.
He did.
Did he shoot the perp?
He did not shoot the perp. It's kind of, I think at that point, it's really hard to aim when you've been shot three times or at least twice by the time he pulled his weapon. I think he was able to shoot out the back windshield of the car. And other officers were in the area because this was part of a, you know, an operation.
Sure.
And so they all converged. They were able to arrest the guy and the other guy they apprehended later. So, dear God. So anyway.
The reason I know he got off at least one shot is because they were able to convince him he shot a hole in his own foot. Was he on the ground when he was shooting?
That I'm not sure. He actually just said, the badge came out before the guy shot me. First round hit me in the arm and broke my arm. That was the first round.
Did they do anything? Let's see if you get a text back from him. Sorry to mention his name.
Okay.
Did they do anything for the 9-year anniversary?
You know, I don't know.
I really wish I had something planned for this.
Put it on the calendar for next year. That's going to be 10.
Oh, God. Yeah, really. He said, I couldn't shoot him with my right hand because my arm was broken. Changed gun to left hand and couldn't. And couldn't hit. Jesus Christ. Can I have the beep?
What do you want the beep for?
Well, it just looks good in print. He says, I couldn't shoot him with my right hand because my arm was broken. Changed gun to left hand and couldn't hit S. I couldn't shoot him with my right hand. He says, unless you count a back window. So he was able to.
He still got a shot off.
He said yesterday he worked a full shift and two extra jobs to celebrate.
Okay. Now I'm a prick. I still think he deserves recognition.
He does.
Anybody that whistles in the wind. I'm a great big meat chime.
And he does. He loves the nickname because it's one of those things. It's like he owns it. He's got it on his own hat.
He loves it because he can hear it. He's not dead.
That's right.
Was he not wearing a vest?
I believe he was, but the bullets weren't near his vest. Because the one that went into his hip was under the vest and then the arm and then obviously in the foot.
Well, they went to the hospital. They should have taken him. Here's some new shoes. These are made out of Kevlar.
Oh, damn it, man.
You're going to keep shooting your own feet.
Oh, my God.
God, the first time I met him, he came up to me at an event, introduced himself with his real name, and I'm like, I don't know. And then he goes, Swiss Cheese. I go, should I run?
Was that when he was working undercover?
He was driving his bike.
Okay, because he was undercover for a while, and he snuck up behind me at the state fair.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want at the fair. Man, I'm not gonna win this game.
No, it was fine. It was weird because it took me a second to recognize him because, for whatever reason.
Because he doesn't run around naked. You can't see the holes.
Exactly. But when he was like, you don't recognize me, do you? I was like, no, 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 I do. He's like, okay. You're going to hell. hell, Chuck.
Weasel.
And the other bad thing is, a previous time, I think one of the first times I told Russ about him, it ended up in Best Of.
Uh-oh.
So it has a tendency to, you know, on occasion, he gets texts and he's like, they're not even live today. What's going on?
Yeah, we had to stop doing the flute thing on him playing Pop Goes the Weasel because all the kids thought the ice cream truck was coming.
Oh, God.
See?
You got something out of telling the story?
Oh, I absolutely do. And it's,
did he say whether or not we can say his name?
He hasn't said yet.
Well, I'm sure he will. Obviously, somebody's listening.
He's the type that... He's the type of officer that you know as well, Russ, that it's he's probably just going to ignore it because he'll say he doesn't deserve the recognition.
All police officers do.
Yeah, but they have a funny way of deflecting that.
He doesn't.
He can't deflect everything.
Alfie just got that.
Keep laughing, Alfie. He knows where you live.
Okay, what we got? We got about six. You got more audio? You want to start news?
Let's see. Do I have any other thing else audio-wise? That's all my news stuff. I do have... No, we can start news.
Okay. Everett, did you hear the PSA we played earlier for the foundation?
I did not.
I'll play the beginning of it. Listen to who it is.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's...
That's as big as you can get.
Oh, yeah, the biggest.
About a month or so ago, Kelly Kibler, our operations manager for...
Sorry, I'll turn it off now.
Pushy cops? What'd he say?
He says, I prefer the nickname. Those that know me know the story. Didn't do anything special. Lots of people get robbed and shot in Dallas.
I was born in Dallas, and I've never been robbed. I have been robbed, but I haven't been shot.
No, you have not been shot, but you're part of a club, and you've been robbed. Was it just the once, or was it twice?
It was at least. It was twice.
At gunpoint.
Yeah.
Or the way Russ remembers it was more cannon point.
Oh, okay.
What did he rob you with? It looked like a trash can. It was the first time was at Pizza Inn in Pleasant Grove.
Okay.
I think Pizza Inn at that time, I don't know if they still do. We closed at midnight. It's around 11:45. Nobody's in the restaurant.
Right.
The manager is out in the dining area playing Asteroids.
Okay.
What?
He says, I can fix that, Russ. I have a spare boot.
What is the boot thing?
About getting shot.
No, I didn't mean, was it a boot?
No, I know.
Okay. I don't know what I was saying.
You were closing
pizza.
Up.
Some guy, I'm behind the counter cleaning up. Some guy walks in. Blonde hair. I still remember what he looks like.
Oh, I'll bet.
I say hello. He goes into the men's room, comes back out with his trash can, shoves it. It was a nickel plated 45.
Okay.
Shoved it in my face. Went, give me all the money. And the waitress thought I was trying to be a hero. I went, no. I meant I didn't finish the sentence. Don't shoot me with that. So I gave him the money out of the cash register. He goes, now we're going to the back for the safe. I went, I do not know the name tag shift leader. I do not know the combination.
Right.
But I know who does.
Look at you turning over on people. You dime dropper.
Somebody was going to have to open it for him.
Mm-hmm.
So the manager's still playing Asteroids.
Lonnie.
So casual.
What? From that high score. Need you to come to the counter. Damn it.
Then he took us all in the back in the office, gave him the cash out of the safe, and he left.
They catch the guy?
No, I don't think so. All I knew to do at the time was I just watched his hands. Because if he was going to shoot us, at least I'm going to do something. And that's not being heroic. It's I don't want nicknames.
Right. Wow, I didn't know that. What about the second time?
The second time it was at a Pizza Hut, North Buckner at John West. Well, that's twice after 5 years. Wasn't big of a deal. And we forgot and left one of the side doors open. A guy comes in with a ski mask. And he looked familiar. I went, Eric? And he stuck the gun up and went, not Eric. Eric was one of the other employees.
I got you.
And by now, you're almost like a seasoned veteran. Now you got jokes. Oh. Not Eric.
And the waitress and I, we were sitting in one of the booths just counting the cash. He came around the corner, does that business, then he leaves. And I told Beverly, I went, get up. No. Because she was to my left.
Mm-hmm.
I went, we need to get up and call somebody. No. Don't make me crawl over you. What if he comes back? He already knows he got everything. There's no reason to come back. So finally, after about 5 minutes, she moved. And we ran next door to the gas station. Like, I wasn't staying in that restaurant.
No.
I did get robbed one more time, but I wasn't there.
Burglarized?
No, it was during the day. They came in with knives and made the only guy working at the time took his pants.
Nice.
I don't know what good that did. I get maybe cutting all the phone cords and taking his pants.
Yeah.
But they just took his pants. Well, and money.
And used knives.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange.
I'm still letting you have cash if you've got a knife.
I've only had a gun pulled on me once in Dallas.
I wish I had something to add to that. You know, giving her money wasn't going to stop it.
And you already weren't wearing pants.
Yeah, it was socks.
He had pants. He had no shoes.
I had socks on.
What kind of gun was it?
I didn't hang around to ask.
Was it yours or hers?
Oh, no, it was hers.
Oh. Did you know she had it?
Yeah, it was.
I did when she showed it.
Yeah, 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 when she stuck it in my face, I knew.
That's a gun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Time for a jug.
Let's go see what the neighbors are up to.
I'll just go over here in my socks.
Once they found out why you were running away from the house, didn't they try and push you out of the yard?
Yeah, they didn't want me. I think the response was, well, don't bring her over here.
Okay. I'm sorry, did you mistake us for some sort of neighborhood watch?
If I'm going to get murdered, I at least want to have witnesses.
There isn't one of those little safety stickers on our windows that say this is a safe house.
If anything, it's that sticker with a big red slash through it.
If Valerie's coming after you, you need a storm shelter. All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:33. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Meritage Homes of Texas. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound of the Bush, right at the tollway. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic goes back up all the way back into Plano, back from Independence, or I guess Plano-Richardson kind of area. Also in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Walnut Hill. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic goes jacked up all the way back to Woodall Rogers. The big one today in Irving, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, between 183 and 114 is completely shut down right now due to an accident. Apparently it hit a bridge on 183. It's going to be like that for a long time. Traffic's completely stopped back from Shady Grove. Same accident has caused eastbound 183 between Carl and Loop 12, Walton Walker, to be shut down. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Beltline. Hour delay through it. And in Corinth, northbound I-35E, between Corinth Parkway and Post Oak Highway, there has been completely shut down. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Dallas Drive. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Yahoo Live. A few clouds tonight, 51 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 63. Right now, 77 and 97 won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Everett, have you listened at all in the morning for our rebroadcast?
I did. I listened once.
Did you not enjoy it?
Well, I'm just usually not listening to the radio in the morning.
We didn't either.
Mm-mm. You've never checked it out?
No, I mean when we did mornings.
Oh, right. Right.
Wasn't any reason for it.
Nope. We were kind of here physically, but it didn't really. Mentally, we were bed.
Pick it up okay?
Sure, wherever you were.
I did, yeah. Came in very clear.
Well, that's a good signal during the day. It's 50,000 watts.
Yeah, no, I had no problems at all.
At night, almost all AM stations have to drop power.
So yeah.
Sundown, I think they dropped to, 4-5 watts?
Yeah, something like that. Basically a really, really bad bulb.
No, it came in great. Of course, I was out in the parking lot, but...
Actually...
By the antenna.
I believe our daytime array is in Irving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where you are?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's nice of you to drive out to the antenna to listen to the show. You know, you can hear it on iHeart.
Well, that's too easy.
Yeah. See, you say that, but I've actually gotten a couple emails from people saying, it's like, hey, I tried listening to the show on 1190, but I couldn't pick it up from wherever they were. And I said... Good thing is, you can still listen to it on your iHeartRadio app. And they're like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. Because and it,
I wonder if we get credit ratings-wise. I don't think we do for iHeart.
No, but that's something that's being worked on.
Well, I think, we can say this much. Nielsen is the new ratings company. They bought Arbitron.
Right.
I think they're looking into credit for live online streaming.
Yes.
I can't talk about anything else.
Yeah.
Where's that promo? They were promoting all the different shows on 1190.
Oh yeah.
It's a packed lineup.
Garland Fire Department. Come on, dude, start labeling these.
Who are you talking to?
Me.
Okay.
Luke Bryan Shopping Network. You heard those?
The what?
Do you know who Luke Bryan is?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do.
I can't kill time playing that then.
I mean, no.
No, it's all right. Let me search my drive. There it is.
People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
This is a show out of Houston. Is it Michael Berry?
Yes.
Supposed to be the big wig in Houston.
Oh, okay. Big talk show.
Yeah.
Big. People say to me all the time, Michael, I can't believe you say some of the things you say.
Michael Berry.
That's money sense for your midday market lunch right here on 1190.
Okay, so I got a Freddie Mercury mask I wear on my penis, so it's a big deal.
Hi, I'm Rodney Anderson, inviting you to tune into my daily radio show on Talk Radio 1190 AM.
People on food stamps are the fattest people in our society. I'm not going to be on the same template as the other radio shows.
Okay, so I'm the only one that's ever butt-fucked a snowman.
Talk Radio 1190.
Well, I know which show I want to listen to.
Yep.
I wonder if he does that live, or maybe he's into dead snowman. Necro.
Yeah, I was going for it, man. Yeah. I couldn't come up with it.
No.
Necro Frostiac.
Okay. I just think it's funny they used one of the clips from the Michael Berry guy. Can't believe some of the things that you say on the radio. And they got to use stuff about me butt-f***ing snowman.
That's what happens when you channel your inner Burl Ives.
Do you know I was up here one Saturday night working and decided to do an overnight trucking show on 1190?
No, I... I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, goody.
Really?
I really wasn't. I think I'd remember.
You're in for a treat.
Okay.
A real treat.
I love treats.
Sit back.
I couldn't get to, I don't really know how to use, I don't know how to use the main server up here.
Right.
Any audio that I play myself, I play off my computer.
Okay.
To access the server, it's too hard. But they still had a few country songs open that I could get to.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's time to do a show.
You're moving on 1190.
Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, let's get started here. It's a late-night trucking show on the Mighty 1190. I'm shifting gears to be taking all your requests.
A name that I thought was probably pretty safe to use.
Yeah.
Then Dan finds out there's actually a Shifty Gears someplace.
Passed away in 1974, but not before leaving his mark on the world of softball. And when I say leaving his mark, I mean he was Nolan Ryan, Sandy Koufax, Bob Gibson, all rolled into one in the world of softball.
How'd he get the name Shifty Gears?
You know, that's one thing I'm not sure. But the thing is, I think it was Howard Shifty Gears.
Well, if I do it again, then I got to change the name.
Well, no, he's not going to come after you.
No. He's long past. And plus, like I said, I think at this point, it's not like you're stealing his name. It's more of a tribute.
I didn't know he existed. You don't like that one?
No, I like it. I don't think the FCC is going to be all over it.
Yeah, or Gears' wife.
Mama Gear?
Yeah,
Mama Gear. Yeah, Mama Gear is probably not going to be too keen on it.
Is that guy on the air calling himself Shitty Gears?
Playing a bunch of backwards redneck up country music. This first one goes out. The old boy flipped his 18-wheeler just now on 175. It's Lynn Anderson. Now she would like a her in the day.
I beg your pardon.
Love her like the devil when you...
Even drunk, I can hit the post.
Yes.
You get back home. That's Charlie Pride on the Late Night Cuckin' Show. Still one of the greatest ears to ever come out of country music. Here's some more f***ed up music.
I do that when we get Chuck.
So wrong.
Love her like the devil when you get back home. That's Charlie Pride on the Late Night Cuckin' Show. Still one of the greatest ears to ever come out of country music. Here's some more f***ed up music from Bob Wills.
Deep within my heart.
This segment brought to you by the Taurus Truck Stop, family-owned and operated company. And Mama Clee does all the cooking. You want 10% off your next meal? Mention my name, Shifty Gears, and Mama Clee Taurus will take 10% off. Don't forget to ask about her snatch special. It's a pretty good song, but...
I'm going to guess you haven't heard this, Chuck.
Oh.
Do you get it? The Taurus truck stuff?
I do. Very, very clever.
Well, it's a new show. I've had to come up with some sponsors.
No. I think you're doing very well.
And then actually got... Dan was one. Somebody emailed?
Yes, a number of emails.
And the first thing out of Dan's mouth that Monday was... What did you do over the weekend? normal stuff, yard work, whatever. He goes, did you get drunk and do a late night trucking show?
Oh, yeah. That was just one email. It was because not that many people listened, let alone at that time. It was later after everyone heard Russ play it, I got a number of emails of people saying he has to do this on a regular basis or at least wanting more.
So Dan had him go pull the audio off the logger tape.
Okay.
10% off. Don't forget to ask about her snatch special. It's a pretty good song by the Oak Ridge Boys. If you like it, I'd stay away from underpasses. Otherwise, you ain't going to be able to hear the
I heard about it from a friend of mine.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. It's Late Night Drunken Show on the Mighty 1190. I've shifted gears. I want to thank you for all the cards and letters from my wife, Mama Gears. She had to have that cyst removed from her cyst. We're going to keep things going. We're driving mean and drinking caffeine, kicking ass and hitting lanes. It's Late Night Trucking Show on the Mighty 1190.
I hear.
It's Late Night Trucking Show on the Mighty 1190. I'm Shifty Gears, and we hope you'll donate for this worthy cause over the holidays. It's Shit House for the Blind. It's Blind People.
Well, I am going to have to get on to PayPal right now and donate to the Shit House for the Blind.
I hear. It's Late Night Trucking Show on the Mighty 1190. I'm Shifty Gears, and we hope you'll donate for this worthy cause over the holidays. It's Shit House for the Blind. It's for blind people who keep shit in the wrong place.
There's a reason.
Have you had a physical lately?
I don't think that's... you already know what caused that.
Just curious.
God, I hate Bob Wills. That guy on the radio hates most of the stuff he's playing.
It's totally different than everything that's out there. Especially when you tune into country music. Country jocks are always like... Oh, you know, so-and-so's coming to town. Can't wait to see him. And, you know, last time he was in town, he said this and that and said, yeah, it was great. And here he is with, you know, what's one of his, Party All Night, whatever.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
Party all the time?
Yeah.
Here's Eddie Murphy on the Overnight Trucking Show.
Yeah, that'll keep you awake.
What I was going to say. Trucking show that, whatever. So, no, I'm not doing it again.
I don't know. I think it may be beyond your control.
I am not coming up here overnights on Saturdays to do a show that nobody can. Well, you can hear it on iHeart, so I guess it. I got two emails from. They said they were truckers. Man, you got to do that. Ain't enough overnight trucking shows. Dude, you know they're like on. Do we own Sirius Radio?
I don't believe so. I think they're still.
How did that happen?
It's a temporary setback that eventually the iBorg will fix. I'm certain of that.
Obviously, there's no value to Sirius Radio, or Clear Channel would have already bought it.
I think Clear Channel has some part of it.
Oh, we own some stake?
Yeah, because there's a few stations on there that are Clear Channel properties. So at least we've infected them.
So the assimilation is not that far off.
No.
What?
Of course it has. It's almost like that's sort of like the I'm not touching you game. It's just like, I'm here. You know I'm here. I'm just going to hang out for a bit.
Well, what are you planning?
I'm not planning anything. I'm enjoying. I like what you're doing. That's why I decided to buy a small portion of stock in your company.
I don't believe you. Are we playing the I'm not buying you game?
Pretty much, yes. And I'm not. I'm not buying you. I think you have a good company, and I thought it was wise for me to invest in it. Also, one day I will crush you.
Well, now that we know that the CEO listens along with the CFO, probably should bail on the Borg stuff, because they hate the Borg reference.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, well, it makes it sound like a big corporation. You are.
Uh-huh.
You buy everything you want. And it's very, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Seen at least a few episodes of Star Trek with the Borg.
Oh, sure.
If you pose no threat, they walk right past you and
right.
ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
Clear Channel's the same way. If it's a company that poses no threat, they don't even look at it. They just keep walking. See somebody that poses a threat, they're assimilated.
That's to be expected. By a big corporation.
There was, I have to be careful how I talk about this. There's a new product that all broadcasters would want. Okay?
Okay.
And as soon as Clear Channel heard about it, they bought them all.
Really?
We'll just call them widgets. so nobody else can have this widget thingy that they, the rest of the companies, wish they had.
Sure.
But Clear Channel keeps buying them. I think they've bought more than the stations that we own.
Well, smart business. Can't fault them for that.
Mm-mm. No, we applaud it, actually.
But you can understand they're not wanting you to talk about it, because then it makes others aware and they can see.
Well, I can't talk about it because of what it's related to.
I mean, just the general Borg concept.
The Borg, it's a compliment. I like the fact I work for a company that's big enough to go, all right, then buy them all.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we would like to have one. You.
Yeah.
My toys.
It's refreshing because usually, you know,
want one of these? There. Mm-hmm. Go get it in the neighbor's backyard.
Yeah.
Lots of companies do that. Google does it big time. They buy all kinds of stuff that benefits Google. Even Starbucks, they'll buy a supplier rather than buy beans from a company. They'll just buy the bean farm.
Say, that's some nice beans.
What do you mean, big Starbucks?
No, you mean bigger Starbucks.
What, bigger?
Goodbye, clothes company. Luckily, the one day that Bob Pittman, our CEO, was listening.
Right.
I told Everett all this on the air, didn't I?
I don't think this part you did.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, you started to tell that he was.
I was talking about all the, you know, the Borg and the buying stuff and all the things I hated about the company, but
right,
I respected the show your stripes, hire smart, hire a vet.
Sure.
So the fact that they don't overlook vets and that they put a lot of airtime and money behind it.
Very noble.
He heard that. Asked Kibler about it. Wanted to cut a PSA for our foundation.
Nice.
Stand-up dude.
Very cool. Not something he had to do by any means. He has no reason to suck up to you.
I got no reason to suck up to him.
No.
We've already finished my 3-year no-cut deal.
There you go.
But Dan brought up probably the best question of all with the CEO and the CFO is, why?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I mean.
Why listen to us? You got over 850-some-odd stations. They got how many shows? How many different jocks? Why can't you listen to somebody? Leave us alone. No offense. Who's the CFO? Is it Steve McCree?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the first one I found out about. Listens in New York all the time. I don't know if he still listens after I talked about wanting to butt him.
And not just once. Multiple times.
Well, he shouldn't
and
be.
He doesn't mean I butt him a bunch of times.
Right.
I talked about it. I haven't been able to do it yet.
No. Well, but when he does, and that day's coming.
Well, it's not as though it's just him. You know, it's snowmen and, you know, other people. And
that's a pretty good crowd.
No, it is. Rarefied air, if you ask me.
Well, what?
Oh, God.
I guess I'm going to have to let the CEO and the CFO pull a train on me.
So
it's the one person and the other two pull the trigger.
No, I understand. So that means that you'd be the catcher.
I don't know. I've never had sex with two men.
Well, you said
I've never had sex with men.
Damn it. Beat me to it.
Hey, sound bites, mother. That was almost the way that I emphasized it. I've never had sex with two men.
That's right. But man,
you think since they're both fans, Bob Pittman, the CEO, and Steve McCree, the CFO, since
right,
they're fans, at least I could be the lucky Pierre.
You very well might be.
That's the one in the middle.
Yes. Yeah. It's like a sandwich of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I don't really feel safe anymore with this no-cut contract.
Someone in New York right now is finding a way.
I don't think he could talk about but the CEO.
Good luck finding that language in the contract.
Yeah, that's not in there.
No. Russ had two attorneys go over it.
Yeah, you're safe.
Everett knows he was one of them. There is no BF clause.
Yeah, yeah. We managed to keep that out.
Strike that.
Okay, we understand. We understand striking that wordage and adding the alcohol in there. Why does this guy in Dallas keep asking for a Falconeer? Ever kept going. Just add stuff on there. So if they're looking for a compromise, you take the Falconeer out.
That's just standard boilerplate contract language. I mean, it's in every agreement.
Because if they keep pushing it, then go ahead and take the Falcon out as well.
But then you've gotten two things and haven't really given up. Well, you've given up something, but you know.
He also put in there that I wanted a VHS copy of a program director's drowning.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, Offing, long or short traffic?
It's going to be real long.
Okay. Give Dallas another shot?
It might be even too long for that. I can try and cut it short.
I've got a longer version.
All right.
All right, here we go. 505, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Yahoo Live. Traffic sucks everywhere right now. Let's get started off in Dallas. Westbound 635, right at the tollway. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Hillcrest. In Irving, the big one for today. Northbound Loop 12 Walton Walker between 183 and 114 is completely shut down due to an accident. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Shady Grove Road. An 18-wheeler hit that 183 bridge. It's going to be like that for a while, about an hour delay through it. Also in Irving, eastbound 183 between Carl Road and Loop 12 Walton Walker. That part of the highway is also shut down due to that bridge thing. Traffic's completely stopped back from Beltline Road. In Grapevine, southbound 121, just after 114, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Bass Pro. And at Corinth, northbound I-35, right at Corinth Parkway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. That has traffic backed up back from Eagle Point Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy, and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. A few clouds tonight, a low of 51. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 63. Right now, 77 degrees, 97.1, the Eagle.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, where were we?
We were
Borg. Clear Channel,
yes.
iHeart.
Yeah, it was that.
Okay, I think we're done with that.
Okay.
Start news.
Sure.
Okay. There we go. 507. Damn it, I did a time check.
That's okay, I just take it out.
Oh, okay.
But I know you're concerned about people not knowing what time it is, so you power through it.
Well, hang on. See, it's 5:07. So when this airs Monday, 5:03.
Carry.
What would it be? Like March?
Yes. Yeah.
I just. No time check for you. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, December 5th, 2014. Birthdays today.
Frankie. All right, I don't do a time check, and you got to say it's Friday.
I have to say that.
All right, well, then you edit all this stuff out.
I usually do. Frankie Muniz turns 29.
From the Munsters?
No, he is from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh.
Frank, who's in the Munsters that you thought would be that?
Yeah.
Give me a second. This is getting edited out anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, be as silly as you want. I'll take all this out until I get to the first story.
Yeah. Okay. Well. I'll just think about it for a minute. Who played Eddie?
Butch Patrick.
Yeah, okay. I was nowhere close.
Oh, man. That got weird fast. Actress from Mad Men, Jessica Paré, turns 32. Actor Nick Stahl, he was in Terminator 3, he turns 35. Comedian Margaret Cho is 46. John Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls is 49. Swear to God, lead singer of Great White, Jack Russell, turns 54 today.
Really?
Yeah.
Only because I mentioned it earlier.
Yeah. Brian Backer turns 58. He played Rat in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Morgan Brittany turned 63. Remember her?
Blonde? Yes? No, brunette. No, yes. Yes.
I can't picture her. I just know
brunette.
What show she was on.
Tell me what show.
Dallas.
Yeah, I think she was in the latter years.
I don't remember at all.
It says here she played Catherine Wentworth on the original Dallas.
Oh, the Wentworth clan.
Yeah. Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina turned 67, and Little Richard turns 82 today.
That's why I pulled that bumper earlier.
Very nice.
You know what movie that's from?
No.
So you got to cut all this out, too, for Monday?
That's right.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
You know what?
The movie, no.
I don't think this was a radio hit. It was in Down and Out in Beverly Hills. He played the pissed off black neighbor because the cops would always show up at his house, but not his.
Oh. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
He's playing it during one of the parties at the Dreyfus house.
Gotcha.
Chuck, who do you pick since you play keys? Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis. Who?
Jerry Lee.
Are their styles that dramatically different?
Yeah.
How can you tell?
Jerry Lee's more boogie woogie and Little Richard's more gospel.
You're right. That does have it. I never thought. Maybe that's why I like that.
Because it's gospel.
Or some of Little Richard's stuff, because it sounds gospel-y. Gonna be a big segment to cut out.
No kidding.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a Pentecostal church. Okay. All right. Where do you want the edit to start?
Right here.
Okay. Good morning.
I'm still going to probably take that out.
Why?
Just messing. Chanting, "I can't breathe," protesters in Dallas took to the streets Thursday night, angry over a white New York police officer being cleared in the chokehold death of an unarmed black suspect. An estimated crowd of 200 to 300 protesters carried signs and yelled out phrases like "no justice, no peace," and "hands up, don't shoot." The protest began around 7:30 at DPD headquarters before they began to march through downtown. Early in the march, Dallas police began blocking off intersections to help control traffic to allow the march to take place. Police temporarily shut down northbound lanes of I-35, and a wall of police blocked protesters from going onto ramps to the highway. A woman was it says she was arrested, but really she was just held before being let go, for trying to get on the freeway. And four other people were arrested when they sat down in front of a police car. The crowd finally headed toward Dealey Plaza, where an officer over a loudspeaker ordered protesters to clear the street.
I'm sure that worked.
The crowd responded by saying, "No." Although a few minutes later, they left.
Why?
Because they were told to.
Well, they told them no, and the PA, why?
They gave
what
in.
Changed?
They gave in pretty quick and realized that they weren't getting past the wall of officers. They weren't going to get on to I-35. And
so was I-35 at a standstill?
No, because they never got on it.
Okay.
You had a couple of people try, but they were stopped on the ramp.
What's the fascination with I-35 every time there's a protest now?
I don't know. I don't know why these people are wanting to walk in the middle of traffic.
But it's always on 35. It's never 167 or 635. I mean,
or 30.
No, no. What's wrong with those freeways?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, we tried to have a protest once on Beltline. Nobody knew where to go.
Had the same problem in Fort Worth. Where are we going to meet up? 820. Yeah. Damn it.
Okay, you pick Beltline, 820, or 30.
And for those in Arlington, we'll meet on Green Oaks.
Yeah. I get the protesting thing, but if you if it gets to the point to where it stops traffic, what if there's an emergency,
right,
in that traffic? Like, if I'm sitting in the car and for whatever reason I need help and I can't get anywhere,
it's a dangerous situation. That's why I don't understand. I'm with Everett. Protest, absolutely, protest all you want. You know, First Amendment it right up. However, you can't hold up traffic. That's against the law. I don't care how much you scream that it's your right. No, it's not. At that point, it's not. And we were watching the other night on CNN all the protesters in the streets in New York. And again, that's an even more congested area. What if someone really needs to get somewhere?
Or you've got emergency vehicles, mm-hmm. paramedics that need to get through.
Right.
And if traffic's stopped all lanes and there's no shoulder, there's no nothing. Now you're putting somebody who has nothing to do with any of this, mm-hmm. putting their lives in jeopardy.
Well, that's why it's an offense. Obstruction of a roadway.
Which sounds like a silly thing, but then you realize why it's there.
Yeah. We do.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Obstruction of a passageway.
It can be either one.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's there. Well, now that we're done cop-hating, this past Saturday, two police officers, 49-year-old Barry Ward and 27-year-old Terrence Paramore, showed up at a woman's house in Florida after her baby accidentally called 911. While they were there, they found out the woman is a single mother who's been dealing with financial issues. Then, her older daughter mentioned they could not afford to celebrate Christmas this year and couldn't even buy a tree. Both police officers could tell the girl was really upset about it. So the next day, the police officers showed up to the apartment again after they went to Home Depot and bought them a tree, along with a stand, ornaments, and Christmas lights. There's a YouTube video of them dropping it off, and the daughter was ecstatic about it, and it's been going fairly viral, you know, for people that step aside and realize not all police are bad.
Did you pull audio?
I wanted to, but it was mostly visual. It was mostly just like a thank you, and that was really about it.
Oh.
According to a police spokesman, they're also planning to drop off a bunch of presents for the kids later this month.
We had talked about, since we don't exchange gifts on Christmas and sometimes I forget birthdays, but
it happened.
I have to pay the penalty for that. Talked about going to, I don't know if you guys want to do it. You do whatever you want to. Local post offices and see. I don't know if they can give you these letters to Santa that obviously never get to the North Pole.
I think when you write a letter to Santa, the post office does something with it where it goes somewhere. But I don't...
Well,
I don't,
obviously, it's... The post office, they're not going to be big enough dicks just to stamp on it, you know, return to sender.
No, yeah, they don't do that. That's why I'm saying...
Addressee fictional.
Damn.
That would be so great.
I'm sorry if anybody has kids in their car right now. Just tell them.
They don't know what fictional means.
Uncle Russ is just jacking around. What?
Anyway, the post office does something with them, but I don't know if they will. I'm going to doubt that they will just give you some child's letter with their address and all that stuff. I imagine that might be a liability.
I didn't come up with the idea on my own. Somebody else obviously has done it before.
That's why I'd mentioned, you know.
Well. Just having listeners send in.
No. I was gonna. I mentioned it to you before. It was you go to the mall and do one of the angel trees, or maybe if you contact the Salvation Army or Goodwill, they could then pick a family for you and give you their needs, and then you just bring the stuff to them, and then they'll give it to the family.
I'll go up to one of those guys with the buckets and give him $1,000 to stop ringing that f-ing bell.
They can't. They have to ring the bell.
There's some kind of noise ordinance. Nothing against the Salvation Army, praise God, but mm-hmm. damn that bell.
I know. I'm surprised Travis from the band doesn't do that every year.
With a cowbell?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That man loves to make noise.
Man, he is a bell enthusiast.
He's a noise enthusiast.
Yes.
Hey, this song's got no cowbell. Oh, that's right. I play the harmonica. I will push this man away from the mic and just start playing. That's our lead singer, Travis. I give a f*** not.
And the zeal with which he plays a cowbell. Never mind the rancor that it creates.
Well, I think people look forward to it now at the White Trash Party or whenever we play, especially since he's got his cowbell rigged up for smoke to come flying out of it.
Yeah.
I actually asked him for flames, and he decided that was a little above his pay scale. The fire department will be there.
Yeah, at that point, you have to get a permit.
For a flaming cowbell?
The reason I know this is because one of the I'm not sure his exact title, but one of the guys who does the entertainment directing at the Cowboy Stadium said they have one that they have to have for all the pyro.
They have a flaming cowbell?
No, they have a permit that they have to get in order to do the pyro at the stadium.
Well, how much damage could a flaming cowbell do? And show me in any city ordinance, whatever.
Right.
Where it says no flaming cowbells.
I may not specifically say flaming cowbell, but any sort of flames.
Counselor?
I suspect pyrotechnics of all description are likely covered. I'd have to read the statute to be sure. But
do you think there would be any type of pyrotechnical bovine loophole?
We can certainly make inquiries.
I just figured you would know a loophole. You're the one that likes to take falcons into court.
Yeah, but they're not flammable.
Well, and that's purely for jurisprudential purposes, you understand.
It is to distract the jury.
Mm-hmm. That and also, I think...
If the court will allow...
Behold, my falcon. Disregard the evidence.
You know what? I like that. He's a showman. I'm going to go with him. He gets my vote.
Anybody that's a falconeer that comes in and not only brings a falcon and does a show and then plays the guitar for 45 minutes... He obviously is a good man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with that attorney.
I have played the Falcon card. Pay no attention to the evidence card played by the prosecution. Just be disregarded.
Their video is taken far out of context, yes. Even though it's 3 hours long.
And depicts my client committing the alleged offense.
But instead, behold...
My Falcon. Yes. I shall await my acquittal in the hallway.
And while you wait, if you could bring out my six sticks and the plates.
Feel free to deliberate.
That's exactly why I've never asked for a jury trial for anything with Everett.
You don't know what you're missing.
It sounds like halftime at a Mavs game.
If I could direct the jury to the monitor... We will start the dot race in 3 minutes while I finish with my give a show projector. Alfie, what do you got on hold?
I got all sorts of stuff. You giving away presents, bell ringers, mail in Santa, and flaming cowbells.
Damn.
All right. That's a solid mix.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Pick one of those.
Out of this. Plethora of topics. Which one would I choose, El Guapo? Is any of the calls about a sweater?
No, there are no sweater calls.
Oh.
Line 6 is a postman.
Okay. Yes, Randall.
Hey, boss.
Yep.
Hey, I work for the post office, and hey, what we do with those letters is that we send them to basically our call center, and we write each child back and say, hey, you know, hope you're a good kid and be a good kid for the next year and hope your wishes come true. But what I can tell you is that not all of them come with a postage stamp. So any of them that just come as a letter, I can snag them and I can forward them to you if you want.
Do you have a big enough route where you see plenty of those?
Yes, I work at the main one in Dallas. So I see all letters, everything.
Off Hampton?
Beckley.
Beckley,
yeah.
Oh, I thought the bulk mail center was off Hampton.
It's Beckley. It's just, you're thinking of the same place.
Oh, okay. Still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Alfie, get some contact information.
Got it. Is that legal?
Obviously, it is. He said if it comes without a postage stamp, then it's not mail.
Well, I'm,
counselor,
I'm looking at the attorney.
Oh yeah, it'll be fine.
Well, I don't want it because I'm trying to get into somebody's personal communiques. I just want to pick somebody for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, say roll with it.
Here comes the FBI Berlin in.
Yeah, no kidding. What? Right now, I have a feeling Everett's just seeing dollar signs. Like, oh yeah, it's going to be federal. He's going to need my help. Mm-hmm, that's a big ass retainer.
Yes? FBI. Yes? Do you have unauthorized mail? No, I'm making copies of DVDs.
Yeah, you're going way down.
I thought that's why you were here.
Mm-mm, we came for the mail, sir. The DVDs is cheddar at this point.
I don't think he would offer it if it was illegal. Nah. It's not mail if it has no stamp.
Nope. You're in the clear.
It's just an envelope.
Yep.
All right. How much extra for the Falconeer?
Oh, God.
Lined. I'll just take these off. I won't bother you. Yes, Robert?
Hey, boss.
Yep.
I'll get throw this out since he's not on the air anymore. Tony Zaza, that used to be over on 103.7.
KBIL.
Yeah, KBIL. He does a thing every year where they pick like five or six deserving families and take them and do a big banquet at a hotel downtown, give the kids presents and all that.
Well, maybe this year I steal the idea and I take Tony Zaza out for dinner since he's out of work.
Yeah, damn. Fair enough.
Okay.
Damn.
What? And I'm also going to steal his name. I've always liked that name. Mm-hmm. Just to call myself the Zaza. I don't even know if it means anything. I just like saying it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm the Zaza. Sounds like I'm in charge of something.
It does. It's very mysterious, too.
That's the downside. I don't think Tony ever actually called himself the Zaza.
Should have. Probably still be doing mornings on KBIL. Who's doing mornings there now?
It's the most music in the mornings on 103.7 Light FM or whatever they call themselves now.
Isn't that what you normally resort to when you run out of options?
Yeah, sometimes it's also code
for... Never mind. I forgot about some of the promos that run for Cindy.
But Cindy's still there.
Yes. So obviously it's the right amount of talk and music the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing else to say.
Yeah.
It's just about the time I'm this close to getting into those panties.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks I'm bagging on her. Not. She's one of the best jocks with clothes.
with clothes?
Clothes.
Clothes.
Don't make me say on the air, please.
Okay, I'm not. I'm not making you do anything. Let's go back to, you know.
What? Why did that run?
Atta boy. That was so natural. It just flowed.
Flowed because I want to.
Yeah.
I don't even want to finish the bit now.
Mm-mm. Let's just go back to you stalking children.
The what?
Stalking children.
I'm not stalking children.
You just want to know where they live. Get a hookup from the post office.
I could. First of all, they'll never find out where the toys come from. They're not.
I
think
understand.
It's okay up to a certain age, if they really believe in Santa Claus, or just sign, you know, get the toys and sign them all. Love Jesus. What about the parents? I'm not buying them anything.
Well, aren't the parents going to be a little weirded out? Like, shouldn't they know where these random gifts are coming
from? I would
tell
the parents. I would just say, hey, somebody told me that you needed these things, and somebody gave them to me.
I think the parents deserve, like, a real explanation, because they're going to be weirded out.
Well, if you tell them too much, it looks like you're trying to take credit.
Plus, what will happen is you tell the parents, then the parents will intercept those presents and then change the tags to be from Mommy and Daddy.
Ooh, yes,
well, who cares
will.
As long as the kids get something?
Well, that's true. But
if you don't care, if you're not looking for credit, I don't care what they write on there.
It's maybe fun, though, if you sign it from Santa or Jesus.
I think Jesus would make more sense.
It does. Makes lots of sense.
Maybe the parents will think the post office did it.
I like the fact that the post office just doesn't ignore the letters that they send, you know,
mm-hmm.
letters back to the kids. Hope you're a good little boy or girl. Good luck on a gift, though. It's like, hey, Santa wrote back. Obviously, I'm going to get dick for Christmas. I didn't know the post office did that.
I didn't either.
I just figured, you see in the motion pictures and whatever,
yeah,
that they just go into some type of Santa bin where they vanish.
Yeah, I didn't know they did that. I didn't realize they gave away mail to people either. But
yeah. Hey.
It ain't mail if it ain't got no stamp on it.
I say go for it.
You know,
he's firing up his Falcon right now.
He doesn't do federal cases.
Well, he's waiting for his opportunity, and this sounds like it may be it.
Yeah, if it's lucrative enough, I'm in.
You know, anytime I go to court, it's lucrative. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:38, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alpi Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by GEICO. It really, really sucks to be in Irving right now. Well, let's get started off in Dallas, westbound 635, right at the tollway. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back to the high 5. Also in Dallas, westbound on the Bush, right at the tollway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's jacked up back to Custer. Now into Irving. Northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker between 183 and 114 is completely shut down due to an accident involving an 18-wheeler that hit the 183 bridge. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Irving Boulevard. This same accident has also caused eastbound 183 between Carl Road and Loop 12, Walton Walker to be shut down all day. Now the only the right lane is blocked. Traffic is completely stopped also back from Irving Boulevard. Still in Irving, southbound of the Bush, right at Beltline Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back at 635. And finally, in Corinth, northbound I-35, right at Corinth Parkway, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Eagle Point Road. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by REI. Tonight, some clouds, a low of 51. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 63. Right now, it is 77. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I'll just try and have to figure how to play it myself.
There's not much out there. Those two versions that I got for you.
Rocking Around the Christmas. Chuck and I were trying to learn a couple of Christmas songs to play for bumpers as we get closer to Christmas. And I am not asking Chuck to teach me that. I almost got shot a couple of times.
Yeah, that's his favorite. Your music teacher's turned into a gun enthusiast.
Well, somebody that started out really patient, and he knew I didn't know how to play the guitar. And we try and record bumpers, whatever. It was after I fell down playing Johnny Be Good. He just said, well, all right, this.
Pull out a gun.
Might as well. Now, who else wants to piss me off?
Who wants to learn?
We were trying to record La Bamba. For a bumper.
Okay.
And the intro, I just couldn't get. And I think it was 2 hours. Chuck finally went, how about something easier? Maybe with AC/DC, 2-3 chords. You'll like that?
Big fan.
Rocking around now.
Hard then?
I don't know. I guess I could just play the chords.
Yeah.
I was looking for the actual note. What, Chuck? The notes? I'll leave the pistol at
home. You never leave the pistol at home. Jesus, your hat even says gun.
Can't help.
Yeah, it does. Look at his hat.
I didn't notice that.
Yep.
Oh, he's actually got a baseball cap with two guns mounted on each side. He put straws in them so he thinks nobody notices.
Right. Wear that to the ballpark. The man's probably got shoe guns.
I don't think I've ever asked you this, Chuck. I'll make this quick. How is it somebody with a music degree ends up doing accounting work? Whatever it is you do. Do you know what you do? Okay.
I do a lot of stuff.
But it's got nothing to do with music.
Not really.
It's actually similar to my dad. My dad's undergraduate degree is in, or he has two degrees, one of them at least in music. And he was like in, he worked in oil and gas for most of his career.
Know where the money is.
Well, I guess it was best that I dropped all my radio courses. Otherwise, I'd end up in, as a tech someplace. I took broadcast management once and I went, no.
I don't think I ever made it to the actual broadcast management class in school. I remember having to take the broadcast sales class.
How do they teach that?
They basically would give you
any type of sales is sales regardless of what the product is. The only bad thing about radio is you're selling something not tangible.
Right.
You want to sell me what?
Air.
What would I do with this?
Yeah, all I really remember from that class was sort of like our final project, which wasn't even that difficult. It was we had to draw names out of a hat, and whatever company we drew, we had to pitch them and tell them why they need to be advertising on our particular station or whatever.
And your fake stations, did they have fake ratings? Like 1190?
I honestly do not remember, because that would have, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're selling airtime, you've got to have ratings for most stations.
Right.
So how did they, what was your sales pitch?
I think it was.
Did you drop this class?
No, I got an A in the class. The teacher actually thought I'd be great in sales.
Well, so far I'm not sold on the class.
Well, dude, it was like 15 years ago. I had the client I had, it was a fake, like Disney or Six Flags Entertainment Park. It was a fake entertainment park, and I had to convince them to advertise. So what I did is I had everyone in class stand on their tables, and I said, this is how you should view your competition. You should be looking down on them. And the only way to do that is to let people know you exist. The way you let people know you exist is you give me money. The last part is a little changed, but that's in essence what it was.
Whoa. I give you money and then people will know I exist? Because the last time that happened, I got robbed and ended up on the news.
That's what I remember from that, and she loved it. It's like, okay, I'll take it. I've completely pulled it out of my ass, but whatever.
But gave you no ratings information to sell said product. Or in the class where all the fake stations the same, all rated the same.
Yeah, that I don't remember.
Well, that's a pretty big part of the equation.
It should be, absolutely. Yeah.
What?
They usually make them all equal for class presentations that have to do with the fake station or company or something.
All right. Did you take that course?
I took broadcast management, and I took a course similar, but it wasn't specifically sales.
Did you pass?
Uh-huh.
Did you make?
An A, a low A. Like a 92, 93.
You mean like an A flat?
A sharp.
She said low A.
No, I A flat.
Okay.
A couple of octaves down.
I'm just amazed Chuck isn't a studio musician or on the road with somebody. Because yeah, there's nothing you can throw at him that he's able to listen to songs, and I've seen him transcribe songs real time of different chords, notes, anything that you needed on the fly.
Yeah, and there are recording studios here, TV and regular just, you know, sound recording. You ever do anything like that, Chuck? Not in LA. Oh, okay, see.
I think Chuck, correct me if I'm wrong, just really got tired of the people in the industry.
That's a strong nod.
Uh-huh. His gun hat was moving strong.
Let me hear the keys. The keyboard. Okay. Watch this. He has no clue what key this song is in. You play along to it. You ready?
I've been seeking. I've been searching.
That'll take about a second.
Yeah. Watch him. It'll sound like he's practiced with this song for years. That's Chuck. That's not Little Richard playing the keyboard. Here it comes. Cool to anybody else?
Yeah. You know, on the War of the Worlds posters, when you have like the big alien fingers coming over the planet, that's how his fingers look when they cover the keys. It's like they separate and grow a few inches.
And you notice, see his legs start kicking?
Oh, yeah.
I know this will be a fantastic segment on AM radio, but personally, I don't give a flying. That's just always fascinated me.
Yeah.
Okay. Great bit.
Yeah, Kinsey's always amazed when anyone can play beyond 30 seconds.
Yeah. Like, how do you do that? Do you like do a lot of cardio?
Uh-huh.
Do you get on the treadmill? Because I can only play 30 seconds of his songs.
Hey, I was listening to that drum beat. That sounds pretty simple.
That's what you always say. You know what? Your drums are hooked up in the other studio. You want to get cocky?
I'm just saying it sounded simple. I feel like I could handle that one, but no, I don't want to get cocky. Just stating a sentence.
Yeah, so you're just going to throw that out there and not back it up.
No, exactly.
Okay. You want to think about it?
Yes. No.
Goodbye. Maybe we'll do that at the end of the show again. Are they chords I can learn? Are they? Yeah.
That'd be cool.
How many chords? Love three.
That's your wheelhouse. A 21-year-old man named Kendall J. Collins went to a Kohl's in Illinois on Monday afternoon, and as he walked around browsing, he did something that I'm sure most of us have thought about. He was masturbating as he walked through the aisles. Someone, of course, called the police, but as they got there, Kendall took off running and tried to hide inside of a Popeyes.
You can't arrest me. I done finished.
The police actually quickly caught him, and it turns out this is not his first time. This is the second time he's done it. He was busted back in October for taking a masturbation walk through a Marshall's. He's now facing misdemeanor public indecency charge.
All these low prices make my hard.
Oh, my God. Last Sonoma shirts are 40% off.
That crazy. I got to come.
Textiles are so erotic.
I was in Dollar General for so long, I started just shooting out creamer. Just powder.
eHarmony has come up with a few reasons why ladies...
Is this a list?
It's a small list.
Okay.
It's not the end of the year list stuff, though.
All right, eHarmony, what?
eHarmony came up with a few reasons why, ladies, your man might cheat during the holidays, and no surprise, most of it's your fault.
How many?
Four.
So you can include the one I added?
Yes.
Good for you.
That's why I said a few.
Okay.
I didn't say several.
Well, I said three. I added the fourth one.
Yes. Well, first of all, eHarmony says that he does not like how he's being treated. That's going to be a reason he will stray during the holidays. A man usually cheats because he doesn't like the dynamic in the relationship. So when the holidays roll around and you're suddenly, you know, nagging him, he's likely to stray. Number two, he feels ignored or unappreciated.
Well, it sounds like most men would cheat after childbirth. Because the mother's going to focus all the attention on the kid.
He is, but I think also the father's going to pay extra attention to the child as well and helping out. So maybe that might be a little bit of a different situation.
This just sounds like something they want to consider a seasonal disorder. Yeah. Hey, the only reason he's cheating is because he's not getting the attention. Chances are he's doing it the rest of the year.
Yeah, but this is the reasons why he might all of a sudden during the holidays stray.
Those two things both seem like the same thing.
I agree.
But both just being ignored.
Yeah, or you don't like the dynamic. I mean, it's all the same thing. You don't like what's going on in the relationship for whatever reason.
And then number three, the holidays remind him of what's missing. Because December is usually a time when people assess their lives, and or at least the year, and decide what can I do to change it going forward. And finally, number four, do you want this or me?
Just hold your finger up when you need the beep.
Okay. And the fourth reason why your man might consider cheating during the holidays, he loves to different women.
That's the only one that makes any sense.
Yep.
12 months a year. Not just during the holidays. I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would they confine it to the holidays?
Well, I do. I confine it to the holidays. It's a big buildup. I only other women around Jesus' birthday.
And maybe spill over into Kwanzaa.
Oh, man. I'm a sex maniac during Kwanzaa.
And I'm... Okay. I know you got something.
I got nothing.
In a blog post that is sparking debate, a mother revealed why she and her husband took the extraordinary step of canceling Christmas for their children. On her blog, Lisa Henderson writes, "Before you all go crazy on me in the comments, let me explain. We have not canceled putting up decorations, celebrating the birth of our Savior, or any of our other heartwarming traditions. But we have canceled presents, Santa, and stockings. Their letters to Santa this year will be asking Santa to find someone who needs their presence more. This is why. John and I," her husband.
How old are the kids?
It doesn't say here, but based on the photo I saw, I'd say go up to like 11 and then down to like maybe 4.
All right. If anybody's got kids in the car, I'm doing you the heads up. Flip it off if they're under 7. Isn't it around 7 when most kids figure out Santa's not real?
That was pretty quick how you did that, but yeah.
I gave them the heads up.
Yeah, I'd say... I'd even go a little bit older for some kids.
9.
Yeah, I'd go with Kenzie. I'd say 9.
Kenzie, really?
Yeah.
You meant 19?
No.
Yes?
Nuh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
24.
Why? How'd you find out at 9 Santa wasn't real?
My dad decided to tell me because I asked him and he actually answered me.
Why'd you ask him?
I don't know. I was 9. He should have known better not to say the truth.
This is the same man that fed you dog food. You're going to trust him?
I know. He should have lied to me, but he didn't. He told me the truth.
Well, obviously you were suspicious about something. You wouldn't have asked, is Santa real?
Well, yeah, because I saw him eating Santa's cookies, and I was like, why are you eating Santa's cookies? And he was like, and I was like, is Santa real? And he's like, no, I eat the cookies. Me and your mom buy you gifts. And I cried all week.
I don't know why that makes me sad.
It does. It's really kind of abrupt.
Really? For a week?
Yeah, I was crushed.
See, I was kind of just, I kind of I didn't have that moment. It was just, I just kind of figured it over time. And I think it was just that slow process that made it, I was able to adjust. But yeah, having a bomb dropped on you like that.
It was abrupt. It was instant tears. And I ran to my mom, Daddy said Santa's not real. And she was just like, oh God.
Then she went in there and hit your dad.
She might have yelled at him.
It's a good family.
I knew one of two things. Santa wasn't real or he had a foul mouth. Because in the middle of the night when my dad was putting together our gifts.
Yep.
Mother There is no way that's where the forks go on this bicycle.
I think that would be me. Anyways, Lisa Henderson goes on to say,
what a jacked up thing to do. If a 7-year-old really wanted to screw with their parents, I would like furniture that you have to assemble yourself for Christmas.
I know just the place. Anyway.
Something large with a hutch and lots of drawers and things that will never fit and not enough screws and directions that are from some land far away. Possibly a dead language.
Yes.
These directions, you know, these directions are... It says it's from Ephesians.
I tried cross-referencing in my Bible, and man, that page been torn out. So I figured, well, let me look at one of the others. Damn, this one's in Aramaic.
Oh, we got to break. We're late.
We'll finish this.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
604. Broadcasting with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by REI. Planning on going to Irving tonight? Don't. Let's start off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30 right at Riverfront. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, westbound 635 right at the tollway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is jacked up back to the I-5. Now into Irving. Whole lot going on. Northbound Loop 12 Walton Walker between 183 and 114 is still completely shut down right now due to that 18-wheeler accident where they hit the 183 bridge. Traffic's completely stopped back from Irving Boulevard. It's an hour to try and get out of it. Also in Irving, the same accident has eastbound 183 right at Loop 12 Walton Walker closed. The right lane there is blocked. Traffic's still completely jacked up, though, back from Irving Boulevard. Still in Irving, southbound Loop 12 Walton Walker right at 114 got a stalled-out 18-wheeler that has just now been cleared out. Traffic there is jacked up back to I-35. And finally, in Irving, southbound on the bush, right at Beltline Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup there is back at 635. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Three Forks. Some clouds tonight, overnight low 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 63. Right now, 77 and 97.1 the Eagle.
This is Michael Dorn, Commander Worf from Star Trek The Next Generation. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Please donate today. Go to RussMartin.com for more information. Thank you.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do you got, Alfie?
Guy in line one is calling about telling his kid about Santa.
All right. Heads up with people with kids. I don't have to do that.
I know you don't. It's very sweet of you.
I've been sweet this week.
You have.
All right, Brad. What'd your kid say when you told him Santa was dead?
Austin was miserable. He was in fifth grade. He asked one night, and I said, "Do you really want the truth?" My wife and I have been talking about, all right, we need to tell him. He says, "Yes, tell me the truth." So we told him. He absolutely lost it. For about 45 minutes, he was crying uncontrollably, hugging the bathroom toilet, threw up about three times. Finally got him calmed down, and I was just heartbroken. We talked about it for a half hour. He was trying to figure out why we'd lied to him all this time. Get him calmed back down. About 10:30, we put him back in bed, and he rolls over and looks at me as I'm about to leave. He said, "So what about the tooth fairy?" I was like, "Oh my God, could not go on."
Well, and that's always the standard thing is like, okay, what else have you lied to me about? You know, this whole Bible thing and making me go to church every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What about that? How old was he when you told him that Santa wasn't real?
He was 10. He was in fifth grade, so we knew he was catching some flack at school about it. But we'd always kept it going because we've always said, you know, in our house you believe and things happen. And that night he absolutely, it was like his world had come crashing in on him. I felt, as a person, I had never felt so low in my life to see this kid and realize that I had destroyed everything about his childhood in one fell swoop of just being honest with him.
Why do you think it was it because he was getting grief at school? You think that's why he finally asked you, is Santa real?
He was, the year before, he and his sister had asked to get a picture of Santa Claus. That was in his note to Santa Claus that night. And so every year when they'd done that, we'd always come up with something. Well, he asked about it this time, so I put on a pair of white gloves that I had and put my hand down by his face and took a picture of it. So he thought Santa did it.
That's
and
creepy.
He was showing the kids, well, it is now that you look back at it.
Well, it was a white glove, not a latex.
He had told the kids at school that, and he was catching heck at school. And, we just had it told him the truth, and it was so to see him that sick and that destroyed over that is something I wish I could. As soon as I did it, I wish I could take it back and just tell him, you know what, you believe what you believe, and don't worry about what other people think. But
at ten, had you not told him, how long do you think it would have taken for him to figure it out, or before you felt like you really needed to tell him?
He was at that age where he was starting to figure it out, and his older sister already knew, but she was still playing a game along with it. But he was he's a great kid, and he's got a huge heart, and it just finally hit him all of a sudden that, oh, wow, this isn't all there. And to see the reaction that he went through, I wouldn't wish that on any parent. I mean, my daughter was a lot easier. She kind of figured it out. She just asked. She said, hey, this isn't true, is it? I'm like, yeah, it's not. But he was still just so sold that it was. I felt good as a parent because, hey, man, I've done a great job over the years, but that night to watch him fall apart like that was just, it was the most heart-wrenching thing I've been through.
I don't know why I feel like I need to say this, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course I go to bed that night. My wife's like, told you shouldn't have told him. Yeah, thanks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just can't let something sit. I got to be the bad guy. I've got to tell him that Santa's not real, and then you're going to complain about how I did it.
Mm-hmm. She's got to say, I told you so.
The nice thing was she did clean up the puke in the bathroom, so I gave her that.
Well, if you have other kids now, you know, not to tell them, only tell them on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Thanks, boss. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think hearing that, I think it as a parent would be just a lot easier just to let them find out on their own somehow. Don't ever tell them.
Yeah, but is that better? I mean, or
I say yeah. I think you can make stuff up along the way. Like in that guy's case, he could.
I don't know. Ask Chuck. He's got. Well, you just got Junior. Just the one kid. Did you ever tell him? Does he know yet? Well, I don't know. I don't know if somebody at the fire department told him, "Hey, Santa isn't real."
Well, I think he's smart.
How old is he now?
23.
Yeah. Did he get the job at the fire department? That's good, because they would have told him Santa's not real.
That destroyed him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, by the way, while you're hauling that hose back there, Santa's not real. He will his house.
All right, now jump off that down on the trampoline.
Okay. That's
Alfie says line two.
Yes, Sherry?
Yeah.
Is it Sherry or Shari?
Shari.
All right.
Yeah, my kids always knew if Santa, it wasn't really Santa, it was parents. Because, like you said, your dad putting stuff together and cussing and, you know, and trying to get it all together. And they'll pretend to be asleep. They be back there in the room, and they just be waiting till the morning. And hey, I done had enough to drink and stuff. And I'm tired, and they coming there waking me up. I ain't ready to get up.
I want to see what Santa brought. Mama's drunk from some wine Santa brought me.
I'm take pictures and stuff, so they know they can't touch nothing. You know, so they wake me up. I go in, I snap a few pictures. Okay, all right. I go back to bed, open it, whatever.
Well, not all houses have chimneys. Does your house or did it have a chimney?
No, it was in an apartment. We didn't have a chimney. There ain't no sun that came down no chimney. But they always knew. And we had fun still.
You had what?
We had fun.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
That's the idea. So you never really had to come out and tell them, they just figured it out?
Yeah, they figured it out. They already knew.
Well, how do you know that you didn't tell them when you were drunk?
I had the stuff somewhere stashed. They used to try to look for it, but they could never find it. It'd be in the trunk of the car.
I don't know, as a parent, I kind of want credit for buying stuff for the kids. I don't want to think that somebody came down to, well, let's see, you didn't have a chimney.
Yeah.
You come in the window or down the stove pipe or...
Hey, they knew. And my grandson, he's saying, why he give me a list? This is what I want.
Well, don't you mean give this to Santa?
No, this is what I want.
I don't care where the F it comes from.
He does know.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Mama, did Santa come? He sure did. And in my stocking, it's a whole bottle of liquor.
Mama drunk on Santa juice. You got extra presents this year because I had to jerk off Santa Claus.
It's weird because as you get older than I realize, as I would look back on when I was a kid and I'd think of my parents Christmas morning, at our house, the rule was you could not wake them up until 6 a.m. And I remember a couple of Christmases looking at my dad thinking, he looks sick. I realize now it's because he was just hung the F over. Because he was up all night putting together presents to make it look like Santa came, and I know that he was enjoying himself.
Right.
I can't find it. I had a Santa 911 call.
Oh.
That's not it. It's pissing on alligators.
Also a good one.
Pissing on alligators?
Oh,
pissing in the woods.
Oh, I thought it was alligator 911.
I think it was. The chick had a flashback.
Yeah.
You want that one while I look for the Santa?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's an emergency, 911. What's your emergency?
Hey, look at him. I'm out in the woods, and I need to know where I can empty my fins.
Now, this was based on a real news story. Some chick, I think she called 911 looking for a place to pee.
Yeah, she did.
That's an emergency, 911. What's your emergency?
Hey, look at him. I'm out in the woods, and I need to know where I can empty my fins.
Ma'am, what?
I need to dream a dragon. I tap my kitty, unbutton the mutton. I got the splash from my gash. I got to squeeze the scut. I got a piss.
Ma'am, have you been drinking?
Why, no. Why would you ever ask me if I've been drinking? You think I make piss from divine ingestion? Yeah, I've been drinking. Now I got a f***ing deep blam my clam.
Ma'am, you're going to have to.
You better listen to me. I'm scared to piss out here. It reminds me of the time I found an alligator in my commode. New York Police Emergency 911, may I help you? Yeah, man, you can help me. I was on the pint dropping off some Cosby kids, and this alligator come out by the toilet trying to eat my pussy.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Well, I ain't okay. That damn thing almost put me out of business. See, I was getting ready for my big date with Tim Tebow. We gonna party our asses off. He likes to order my number 12.
Number 12? What is that?
That's where I dress up like a football player, then I run around in circles and shove a football in my pussy. Then he tackles me by hitting me with his dick in my face. I fall down, I scream and holler, I snort some cocaine, and I shit on his meat helmet. Now send somebody over here and get that alligator out of my crapper.
Ma'am, is it still in your toilet?
I think so. You want me to look?
If you can, be careful. Let me sneak in here and look. I don't see nothing. Let me push these dookies around. Nah, I guess. Oh, my Jesus, he's got me. He's back. He's eating my. Help me. He's got me.
because it looked like a hairy swamp. So you can see why I'm scared. But, ma'am, I can't tell you. It don't matter now. I took a dump during that flashback.
I totally spaced that one.
Oh, the flashback still gets me. Whoosh. Oh, back to the woods now.
Let's see.
No Santa still?
I'm still looking. 911 call, blacks in the bank. My boyfriend won't buy me cigarettes. Sure, a lot of crap in here. Virgin Mary 911. I'm not playing that one. No. Almost there. That baseball bat robbery. That was real.
Yeah.
Some guy was trying to hold up a convenience store, and the guy's beating the guy in the head with a bat while he's calling 911.
Oh, that was rough.
Ah, screw it. Unless we'll play that one.
Oklahoma City 911.
That's real. I did not add that audio.
Oh, wow. Nope.
Oklahoma City 911. Is he still laying there? Or just...
He's still laying here. He's...
Okay.
He's saying he doesn't know what's going on.
Holy. Holy. What's the. Oh, goodness.
Lay down there. The ambulance is on its way.
Where am I?
Lay down. And the ambulance is on its way, buddy. Be still.
Holy.
I'd have added that.
Yeah, yeah. But still, the first part, all real.
I don't know what's going on.
I can hear why. And that's, having played baseball for so many years with an aluminum bat, that is not the most natural sound. I mean, that's a really high-pitched ping.
Well, that was a high-pitched ping, and that was over the phone. Imagine what it sounds like inside your head.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't find it.
Oh. Too bad we don't have CD players. We actually have your old 911 Best Of CD in your studio.
I don't think it's on there.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, never mind.
I can't remember when I did the Santa thing.
Actually, yeah, that might have been after the CD came out.
Sets boyfriend on fire. Governor Perry. No, sorry.
All right.
Dead bit.
Santa Claus is on here.
What?
Santa Claus is on here.
On what?
The CD.
Really?
Alfie's holding it.
Can you play it from in there?
I believe I can.
Do you have a CD player?
I do. You do have two. You have one too, but it's down.
I don't know how to work them.
All right, let me get this going.
Do you have a case?
No, it doesn't need one.
Okay. Sorry, I'm used to the old Denon players.
What are you doing with our old Best Of?
We just keep it on a hard drive.
Oh, well, I don't have it.
Mm.
Me? I have a copy. Chloe has a copy.
Are you waiting for it to load?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, who else has a copy?
Track two.
Go ahead.
911, this is K.O. Pecteca. What the f*** is your name? K.O. Pecteca. Bitch, what happened to you? Did your mother have a sh** when you was born? Anyway, send the law. I'm sitting there laying in bed, it's the middle of the night. I'm making $200, and I'm making $200, and this bitch...
That seems to be a running theme.
Why?
The $200. A lot of people that call the police seem to make $200 before they get out of bed. I don't know how that is.
I haven't noticed that.
That's just, I can go back to the other tapes and show it to you, but it's very subtle.
No, I'll take your word for it.
Mm. All right, hang on. More than 911 tape.
Okay.
When you was born? Anyway, send the law. I'm sitting there laying in bed, it's the middle of the night. I'm making $200, and this big fat motherfucker come down my chimney. Big fat ugly white motherfucker. Look like some big swine. I go, what the fuck are you doing in my house? He starts running around. Then he puts his finger up to the side of his nose. I went, oh, shit. He gonna do some cocaine. He gonna do some cocaine in my house. So I whacked his ass. Because he's running around. He's going, ho, ho, ho. I'm going, you don't know me. Ho, ho, ho. I blew his damn head off. And he had these goddamn jacked up dogs outside bastards.
Ma'am, did you have any weapons?
No, I had no goddamn weapons. Trying to eat all my cookies and off my table. I said, what the are you doing? Then I blew his goddamn head off.
Was he carrying anything else?
Yeah, he had a great big bag full of... No, motherfucker, didn't have it. I have to go.
That holds up.
I didn't realize that one was that old. Has that got a copyright date on it? I'm sorry. See? Your mic's on now.
2001.
That sounds about right.
I didn't realize the Santa thing was that old. Damn.
Yeah, he had a big back. No!
Good showing.
I love it.
What's Kenzie doing? Are you bored?
No, I can't laugh. What? I have to hold it in.
Why?
Because I have bronchitis.
Well, why are you here? You hear Chuck wheezing in the corner. Doesn't bother him.
Well... I'm fine, but I can't. I have cough attacks, especially when I laugh.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
She's been like trying to squeeze her body, trying to hold it in as much as possible.
Yeah.
Well, you need a cough? Go ahead.
I have been.
I haven't really needed a cough. The show hasn't been that funny. Okay, I'm done with the Santa Claus. All right, it's safe to turn the radio back on. We're done with this. How long before we need to break? Good. Tired of talking about Santa being dead.
Oh, damn it.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
629. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound I-30, right at Riverfront. Got an accident blocking the right lane there. Traffic is backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. Moving into Irving, northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, between 183 and 114. That accident there has finally been cleared out. Unfortunately, traffic is going to take a while to unwind. Right now, it's completely stopped back from Irving Boulevard. Also in Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at Grawweiler. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Northwest Highway. Still in Irving, southbound on the Bush, right at Beltline Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there's jacked up back at 635. Another one from that earlier 18-wheeler accident. Eastbound 183 right at Loop 12 in Irving. That right lane there is still blocked. Traffic there's jacked up back from Irving Boulevard. Finally in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20 just after the East Loop 820. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up back from Wichita Street. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by REI. A few clouds tonight, 51 for the low. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy as we hit a high around 63. Right now, 63 degrees. But 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
All right. We never finished talking about Lisa Henderson, the mom on her blog, talking about she and her husband canceled Christmas for their kids.
Okay.
She said the reason why is because our kids have been acting so ungrateful lately. They expect so much even when their behavior is extremely disrespectful. We patiently worked with them for several months, and guess what? Very little changed. One day, after a particularly bad display of entitlement, my husband...
I forgot. They were howled.
Like ages four, maybe up to 11, 10 maybe.
Well, whose fault is that they're out of control?
Well, it sounds like they're being extremely patient with them because this happened, they said, over a few months, and their behavior never really improved.
But how is it that they've come to a sense of entitlement at that young of an age?
That I could not.
Yeah, and what changed over the past few months that if you were really a good parent? I mean, I always expected stuff for Christmas. I just wanted small things because I knew sooner or later I was going to get beat with it.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you exactly why they are so entitled or act like it. But
what do you want for Christmas? Nerf products.
I want lots and lots of bubble wrap. My favorite toy.
Anything that's fluffy and hard to throw around corners.
Yeah. No boomerangs.
Yeah. Please. Mm-mm. No race car tracks.
So anyway, the mom went on to say,
"Yeah, I got you a paddle for Christmas." Well, at least that won't be a surprise when you use it.
Yeah, really. So the woman said, her husband said one day we should just cancel Christmas. And so that's what we did. Instead, we'll be taking the money we would have spent on presents and put it towards service projects and giving gifts to others this season. We're trying to teach the kids the pleasure of giving rather than continuing to feed their childhood desire for more.
Well, the four-year-old, they're doing it to all their kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She went on Fox and Friends.
How cocky could the four-year-old be?
I don't know. But, I mean, bad behavior doesn't necessarily matter on the age. It's a different type of bad behavior.
Yeah, but, I mean, what could a four-year-old possibly feel like they're entitled to? I want a timeshare. You know, I mean, what are they going to be asking for that's so egregious? Unless they've been taught by their parents to act in a certain way.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing could have dramatically changed in that household over 3 months. Well, we tried, and they still had to, at least they're trying to do something now. What, are the dogs here?
Yeah, I just noticed.
Oh.
You can come in now?
No. How many they have?
How many? Two dogs.
Oh.
One's low, one baby size. One has a little weenie. Alfie, what?
How's he mouthing little weenie?
He did this. Is this and you tell me that
means
is.
One of them's a male.
Okay.
That's what I do when I pick up chicks at the bar. You walk up to the counter and you go, "You want some of this?"
Yeah.
But look, there's a little finger through the hole. Yeah. Means I'm a male. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Oh. Oh, God.
Why is that grossing you out, Kenzie?
The TriCaster.
What about it?
I was trying to get it off.
Why?
Because it looked nasty.
People want to see me screw my hand.
But it just looked
creepy. You can leave it on me. Look, 3D. All right. I tell you what, we'll make this a short segment. Go ahead and bring the dogs in.
See, you're making her cough.
Oh, that's a cat.
Oh, I totally missed Alfie's
Hugh.
Charades. Oh, he was doing that I thought you were just saying it was a licking dog. Okay.
Hi, Johnny.
Hey, Russ. What? Guys.
Is this the first time you've ever brought up a cat?
No, it's like the second time this year, so
okay.
It doesn't happen often.
Well, it's not often. I've seen a lot of animals over
that's true.
Past since 1998.
Yeah, you have.
Well, she's brought one now.
Isn't she cute?
How old is that cat?
He is just 4 months old, 16 weeks.
Is he? I know you're not into declawing, but is he declawing?
No. No.
And Dan's holding him.
But he is neutered. Well, you know.
Well, I know. Yeah. But you know how cats get. Excuse me just a second.
Wait, you stop, Russ. I'm holding
And look
the
how
cat.
Calm he is. And by the way.
Yeah,
folks,
it looks like he's starting to grab into Dan's bicep.
No, he's not. His name is Lannister with an L. I don't like Bannister with an L. Lannister.
Game of Thrones, Johnny.
Huh?
It's from a TV show.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I wouldn't have known.
Thank you, Russ.
I'm just
not the only adult here. So there were three kittens and a mom at the local shelter, and the kittens were in really poor shape, and the mom unfortunately didn't make it. But Pawson City rescued the three kittens, and the other two have been adopted.
Dan, just for a second, turn around to the wide shot camera. No, Johnny, you can continue to talk.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just want to know if I need to get out of the way.
No.
And he's beautiful. He's a red tabby with a white bib, we call that, in the front there. He's got green eyes.
Okay.
And he's just adorable. Short hair, domestic short hair. And he's just obviously a very calm. Here he is in the studio with total strange people.
Who's fostering?
This is his foster mom, Tara. Tara.
Well, nice of you to know their names.
Yeah, really.
So, I got it wrong. It's similar.
I don't know. I just call them wherever I met them. This chick's name is Speed Bump.
No, not at all. So, Farrah. She's his foster mom.
How often do you foster animals?
I've got four fosters right now. I think.
How hard? Isn't it hard to turn loose of them after a day?
It's really hard. But you just remember that if you get rid of these and pass them on to
you, can take more. Okay. That's very.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
It is.
Doesn't always work that way, though.
Oh, if you want me to take that cat home, that's fine. Mm-mm. I'm out of old Roy.
I would be hooked. I'll go into the kitten story, the rescue kitten story. I just
found a cat in the front yard, and I took care of it, and I forgot what I ended up doing with it.
You took it to Operation Kindness, but you slept on the floor of the bathroom next to her all night long.
I am never.
You named her Kiki because you were just saying Kiki.
Well, most cats will come to that, even that that's not their name. You got it.
Okay.
It was scared. It was a kitten. Yes. It was in my bushes, so I just brought it in the house. I have no problems with cats. I don't know where all of that started. I just don't.
Does anybody know where that started?
I don't. I just don't rescue cats. Well, I don't adopt cats. I rescue the one that was in the front yard.
Mine's purring.
Yeah.
What?
Cat.
Lannister.
Let me hear your pussy purr, Dan.
Actually, she just stopped. No, you made her nervous.
She's right up against the mic.
That or the growling dog made her nervous.
Those orange tabbies have a great personality, too. I have one, and the first day I took it to the vet said, for whatever reason, these cats have the best personality you could ever ask for in a cat.
Does it have to be an orange tabby?
They're just
That's
known
what
for
he said.
Being,
They're just
yeah.
known for having really good
dispositions. Are all tabbies orange?
No.
Oh, I didn't know.
No. Tabby's that striped coloring there. With like a little M on the forehead.
Like a tiger.
Yes. Some people do call that a tiger kitty.
Oh.
It's a tabby. And most...
Do something to make your pussy squeal, Dan.
Most orange tabbies, red tabbies, are males, as is Lannister. And, I mean, he's an incredibly calm kitty.
Yeah. He's just kind of hanging out. He's not... Dan, no claws?
No, he's doing great.
Yeah, he's just looking around.
If I didn't know that he had claws, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Show him a picture of Santa Claus, see if he claws at you.
That's not funny.
I know.
That kind of hang from my face.
You're right. It's not, and I'll stop. Okay, and the dog?
And the dog is, her name is Jade, and she is a chocolate lab. Special to Mark and me. I saw her in West Dallas several months ago with a little puppy following along behind her, and ended up she and her puppies were living under a shed, and we worked with a woman who rescues.
I can't even see the dog. Come here. What's her name?
Her name is Jade.
Jade, come here.
And worked with a rescuer in West Dallas, where she was able to get the puppies and then Jade, and all the puppies have been adopted, and now Jade needs a good home, and she is an incredibly sweet, wonderful.
What are you laughing? Yeah, what is everybody laughing at?
We need a picture of this.
Oh, the cat on Dan's shoulder,
crawling down his back.
You got a pussy on your back, just like Kenzie.
Isn't that where yours is? Jade is about a year and 9 months old. Again, a chocolate lab, beautiful, beautiful coat, shiny coat. She's gained quite a bit of weight since Paulson City got her.
She also does not like the elf that you brought from your house, Russ. That's what she was growling at when she first came in. She wouldn't even go past it.
Oh, now she's greeting Chuck and just doing great.
Yeah, let's not focus on the radio show.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Let's watch dogs and cats.
Works for me.
What do they do?
So again, her name is Jade. And of course, both animals and many, many more are available from Paws in the City. You can check out their website, pawsinthecity.org, or their Facebook page. Very, very active. Event is tomorrow, an adoption event at the Petco at Beltline and the Tollway from 11 until 2. And there's also a weekend-long event called the Twisted Tales Film Festival. It's an independent horror film Festival at the Angelica at Mockingbird Station.
Christmas. Good time.
And a portion of the proceeds
are benefiting. Why don't you take the dogs and show them off at a Saw movie?
Benefiting Paws in the City. So check that out. Pawsinthecity.org.
We'll be back.
Jade and Lannister.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
647. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by REI. Traffic has finally calmed down a bit. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-20, just after East Loop Bay 20. Got an accident there. That one has traffic backed up back from Wichita Street. This is also causing a backup on the East Loop back from Rosedale. Moving into Irving, southbound on the Bush part of Beltline. That accident there is cleared out. Traffic there is backed up back from 635, though. Still in Irving, southbound Loop 12, Walton Walker, right at Grawweiler. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Northwest Highway. The big one in Irving, eastbound 183 right at Loop 12, Walton Walker. That right lane there is still blocked into that earlier 18-wheeler accident. Traffic there is backed up back from Irving Boulevard. And finally, in Dallas, eastbound I-30 right at Riverfront, got an accident blocking the right lane. Your backup there is back from Fort Worth Avenue. Listen to Chris Ryan at 12:25 in the afternoon all next week for a shot to win a pair of tickets to Hell Yeah's New Year's Eve party. New Year's Eve at the Southside Ballroom. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 51. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 63. Right now, 72, but 97.1 to Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Still on the same story?
No, we're done.
Okay. What was it?
It was the parents that canceled Christmas for their entitled children.
Did the kids ever get it?
I'm assuming that they're in the process of getting it.
So this family, or the mom went on Fox, what?
She ended up going on Fox and Friends after her story pretty much went viral. And they also had a parenting expert on who had... They all pose the question, is this taking it too far? And their expert, Jeannie Cunningham, author of Parenting the Wholehearted Child, agreed that Christmas is a great opportunity to teach children about giving and loving and sharing, but she also disagreed that kids should be taught at Christmas time that they need to try harder or be better in order to be worthy of gifts.
Now, I don't like that because that's, I know, face value, this sounds bad. That's the same thing as the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Be good or you don't get gifts. Bad, don't get into heaven. How about just be good and we'll see what happens. Don't always be looking for rewards. That's the only downside about the Bible is which way you want to go.
Yeah, it's the heavenly carrot.
Well, and you can join up at the last possible moment and still get everything that everybody else gets for being there the whole time.
Well, that can't be for all sins.
No, it is. It's the there's a parable in the Bible about that something about God, or there was a guy that hired a bunch of people who came to work for him, and they worked all day, and then they hired some people late in the day, and they all got paid the same. And the people that started working early in the day said, well, how come the guys that started working late are getting paid the same as we are? And the response was, well, you're still getting paid what we told you you'd get. The point being that no matter where you say along the way, I'm in, you still get the full boat. That being heaven.
Give a shot.
Yeah. As long as you repent a nanosecond before you die.
But not everybody knows exactly when they're going to die. Not everybody is on a deathbed. Sometimes people die in car wrecks.
Well, hopefully you'll see it coming.
And I would hope that God would know that you're not. Please, really?
Yeah, he's going to be able to know if you're full of it. I think he'll know the difference is right before your dying breath, you look towards the heavens and say, my bad.
Hey, now. Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart.
I feel him. He's right there.
That's
just what the Bible says.
My guess is if any part of the Bible is truly transcribed from the Word of God. I think man threw that in there. He threw his part in. If you get Jesus in your heart right before you die, you're in regardless.
Yeah, ooh, that's good.
Well, I think the idea
is the attorneys will never catch it. Put in something about a falconeer, and that'll just distract them. What were you going
to
say, Everett?
Well, I think the idea is just it's never too late. It's never too late to lead a good life. Not that you should necessarily begin the moment before death, but that even if you're in your 50s, you could repent.
But the problem is, while trying to spread everything, that's still the loophole that some people are going to fixate on.
No, that's true. That's true.
But then again, like you said, that's a risk because, like, you know, what happens if you get in a car wreck? Well, the idea was that you should have done it before you died suddenly.
That's right.
Sorry, didn't get all the words out. Yep.
Maybe you could have a target date.
What?
Well, embrace evil up until you're, you know, 55. And then say, okay, that's when I'm going to repent on my birthday.
Why do you keep picking mid-50s?
Well, it's just a random number.
Nah, not really.
It has no bearing on you.
You know, it's mostly after your life's over. What good could come after you're 55?
Well, no, I'm just throwing out that number because, you know, if you wait till you're 65 or 75, something untoward could happen.
Now, this one's directed at you, Chuck.
Damn. You feel that?
I'm just saying.
I got 2 more years then.
The further down the path you are, the more likely it is something may happen to you. So at some point, you should hedge your bets.
How about you just don't dick people around in general? I know I've said that before, and that seems kind of simplistic, but really, do you need all the stories and all the fantastic tales in the Bible? Just one page, one sentence. It would have made a lot easier on the Gideons. Just don't F people around. Signed, God. Now, will you dick with me and find out what happens?
Yeah.
You just put that as a postscript.
Yeah, that'd be nice. The only downside of that is that's still left open to interpretation. Even though it should be common sense.
Then use the do unto others thing if you just need to sound...
That, to me, is the perfect one.
Official.
A couple of footnotes.
Yeah, really after the 10, what else do you really need? The Bible.
You would need the 10 if you went by the golden.
That's true.
All right, now we're talking in code, and I got lost.
No. He's saying you wouldn't need the 10 commandments if you just follow the golden rule.
Right. Covers all of them.
Yeah. So it's really the ultimate thing. Moses came down with 10 commandments, and really God could have just said, this one. That's all you need. The commandment. Everything else falls underneath that umbrella.
All right. I've heard the other one for so long. What's the original golden rule?
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Okay. All right.
What's the one you've heard?
Whoever has the gold, that one. But I've heard that one all my life, and I forgot what the original one was.
Okay, well, that's fair. No. Yeah, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Well, what if I like to put things in my hole. Does that mean I can stick things in other people's holes?
Ask permission. Don't just do it suddenly.
Well, the whole rule is do unto others as I would want for me.
Yeah, I don't care when they do it.
Yeah. Stick whatever you want in there. You know I'm partial to lamps. Bulb on, off, I don't care.
Okay, I understand that, but let's keep
Man,
it as...
I love a good Tiffany lamp in my ass.
The three-way switch.
Yeah.
Maybe it's best that certain
Stained
things...
Stained glass in my ass makes me feel religious.
Oh, my God. Some disclaimer, you need to ask permission.
Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling about Everett's explaining of the Bible.
Oh, dandy. Yes, Jordan.
I just wanted to let Everett know that I am a Christian. I'm 22 years old. I'm pastor's son. I trust in Christ at 6 years old. I go to church every week, and I just now understood the meaning of that parable that he talked about from Everett's explanation.
Oh, cool.
Why do you think it's never been explained to you to this point?
Yeah, I don't really know. It's not one that's talked about a lot. I mean, I've read it, of course, and you know, I just thought, okay, that's cool. But
do you not find it mysterious? that you would learn the meaning of that parable by listening to this show?
Mm-hmm. I do. I find that rather, you know, that's why I had to call in. It was the strangest thing all day, all week.
Yeah, it was like in a span of what? In a span of 10 seconds, Everett explained something that 16 years of church going for you didn't.
That's absolutely true.
That's frightening.
Does anybody else in your church or your parents know that you listen to this show?
A couple do. Yeah, guilty pleasure, I guess.
What religion are you?
Christian.
Oh.
Like just general Christian or like...
He's not going to say. He didn't want anybody to find out who he is.
I love Jesus. You know,
I'm just wondering if he's Catholic, because that's a lot of time you're going to spend on whatever day confession is.
Mm-hmm. No, sir, I'm not Catholic.
Oh. Well, then you don't have to worry about the Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure don't.
I can't imagine how many you have to throw out listening to this.
A dozen at least.
All right. Thank you, boss.
A day.
Man, you're judgy Christian. Damn.
I have 50,000 in the deficit.
I looked it up.
Or listen to the Russ Martin Show at 50,000 Hail Marys. Man, that's a lot of passes to throw.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. What'd you do? I'd rather not say.
Yeah, how many for not saying? Just trust me, it's bad.
Yeah, if I just say it's bad, how many for the worst? Oh, I don't know. 12,000. How much for the Russ Martin Show?
Ooh, he went there.
Man. He just flipped over the Hail Mary counter just from 32-bit to 64-bit.
Did what?
Google just ran into the same, or YouTube, the same problem with Psy and Gungam.
That's right.
You know about that, Everett?
Yeah, I read that earlier this week.
Busted their counter.
It's pretty cool.
It only went up to 32-bit integers.
Right.
So they had to bump it to 64-bit, so now it goes up into the quintillions.
Yes.
They should be safe now.
Should be. But they thought they'd be safe 9 years ago when YouTube started. It's like, nothing's going to be viewed 2.1 billion times. Oops.
Well, let's see, 9 years ago. I don't know. How long has broadband been around?
I'll say 10 years.
Okay. And how do they decide in a Catholic church? Nobody here is Catholic, right?
No.
All right, so nobody's going to have a perspective.
I have a little perspective.
All right, how many Hail Mary? How do they decide how many?
I don't know. It's subjective. It's up to the priest.
Do you have to do anything else? Like, forgive me, Father, I've sinned. I took the Lord's name in vain. Mm-hmm. That's probably an easy one.
That's the confessional part.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I understand that, but how they decide in the punishment part, you say a few Hail Marys?
Exactly. Yes. Or Lord's prayers.
Yeah, they'll give you a combination. They might say five Hail Marys and four Lord's prayers. And then you sit there.
You do it in front of the priest?
Well, I think you take them with you, or you can do it there if it's small.
So they just have to trust you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
But yeah, I mean, you can do it right there, I think. They'll wait, unless they have a line. But then you can just take those with you.
You know, technically, there should always be a line.
Well, the thing is, though, when it's confession, the Catholic Church is pretty much just always open.
Oh.
So people can come and go.
So what do you think the slow time of the day is?
I would say mid-morning.
Man, I had a tough week. Oh, what do you think? Between like 10 and noon?
I'd say between 10 and noon on a Thursday.
Yeah, a weekday. Kind of like with the jails.
Yeah.
I was thinking more DMV, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like between 10 and noon on a Tuesday. Yeah.
Because you don't want to get no pissy priest.
Mm-mm.
What is it?
Oh, hell. It's worse than the chick at the counter at the DMV.
That would be unfortunate.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I spent the last 3 days thinking about Assumption Blumpkins. This wind is closed.
That's the other problem with some of the priests is they may not even know some of the stuff you're confessing to.
Yeah, but then they're going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's a Blumpkin?
I'd rather not say.
Do you know what it is, Kenzie? How do you know what a blumpkin is?
I just found out what that was from one of my friends like a couple months ago.
Did he ask you to do something to him?
Absolutely not. They were making some joke. We were at a bar, and I was like, what is that? And then he told me, and I was like, are you kidding me? I thought he was lying.
No, that's real.
All right, I'm going to turn the mics off. I want you to tell. They'll be off because I don't want to stare.
Okay, because I could be wrong. But
oh, I want to see what they told you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a one.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Okay.
Do you know what an assumption blumpkin is?
Or perhaps...
Is it where maybe the girl assumes that it's not going to happen, but then it happens?
She doesn't really know if he's... First of all, I made that one up.
Okay.
I got it from Schoolhouse Rock.
Conjunction, junction, yes. Assumption, blumpkin.
Assumption, blumpkin.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
What's your function?
I love when
taking a big getting the blow.
I love when Kinsey gets things because it's like watching a cartoon and the light over her head just comes right on. Her eyes light up.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey,
ooh.
I got this one. You birds, get away from my head. I need room for the light bulb.
That's right. I got it figured out now. Go away.
What do we got left?
Wait, so what is an assumption bumpkin?
Oh, yeah, you didn't tell her.
I don't know if I ever said on the air. That's just when the chick assumes that he's really taking care of business. He may be lying. Maybe he's just tired and wants the mouth action while he's sitting on the commode.
Oh, gotcha. Well, that fits with the song because she doesn't know what the function is.
Right.
That wasn't really on Schoolhouse Rock.
I know, but it should be.
And it has,
no, it shouldn't.
Nothing to do with grammar.
You never know when you're going to be in that kind of a situation. I think we should prepare. Well, not me, but other maybe some other weirdos out there.
Why were you guys at a bar talking about Blumpkins?
You know, I wish I knew.
You were there, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The only reason I know what it is it Jay Walker, our engineer, that was here at the Eagle in the late 90s all the way up to the, I don't know when, then he moved over to CBS. That was just his favorite phrase. He'd pass you in the hall. You got one of two things. Man, look at the head on that. Still have no idea what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was, blow me while I sh-. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he just looking at me go, I'm fine.
Just keep on walking.
That was just his greeting. Some people walk down the hall and go, hey, how's it going? Hey, pal, what's up? Jay was head.
I used to think it was like a pumpkin candy. Like, you want a piece of blumpkin? Like a fancy pumpkin treat.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
And then they informed me, no.
But guess what you got to do to get it?
Yeah.
The pumpkin treat is down here in the water. Think of it as bobbing for brown pumpkins.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why they thought it was like the coolest thing ever. They wanted it done so bad.
I didn't know. First of all, that's my time alone. I don't. Unless you can somehow do it while I'm reading email, leave me alone.
I'd rather pretend it's a piece of fancy pie. So go ahead.
Why would you want to do two such very pleasurable things at the same time when you could split them up? And do one at one time. And one
who
at
are you asking?
That's why are you looking at me?
It's a rhetorical question.
For some, it's clearly not. Otherwise, we wouldn't know that it exists.
I don't think it's meant to be pleasurable to anybody. You really think chicks like dirty sand cheeses? Cheeses or whatever?
It's sand cheeses. Get
thanks,
it right.
Thanks, Luke.
Anytime.
I'm going to ask you again. What do we got left?
You and Chuck got to play again.
What did it start in? G. And then goes to C. Uh-huh. And then G. And then a quick D. Back to G. And then the crossover thing is D. The dun 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 dun.
I think we're still back to G.
All right. All right. Obviously, I'm talking over your head.
Yeah.
dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Well, let's read something because I'm going to have to set up the guitar and stuff. So.
Okay. Lawmakers in the United Kingdom have deemed face-sitting to be life-endangering and worthy of censorship. This is in porn, by the way. It's just one of many sex acts that are now banned from the porn produced in the United Kingdom. The website reports, that's the website, The Independent, reports that a quietly passed amendment that censors on-demand porn enacted on Monday takes aim at a slew of sex acts that are often featured in BDSM films. The sex acts were already banned from sex shop DVDs produced in the UK, but the new legislation extends censorship to online porn. These sex acts are now banned from British porn. They include spanking, caning, aggressive whipping, I guess regular whipping is still okay, penetration by any object associated with violence, physical or verbal abuse, regardless if consensual, water sports.
What?
Female.
They're not talking about a slip and slide, Kenzie. Go ahead.
Yeah. Female ejaculation, strangulation, face sitting, as previously mentioned, and fisting.
Hush.
I'm sorry, I missed some of those. They say anything? Is the bucking bronco? Is it banned?
You know, they don't specifically mention the bucking bronco.
What about the dirty birdie, Sanchez?
The dirty birdie? What is that?
That's when you get them in the poo poo.
Uh huh.
And then draw a mustache on their face with a bird.
I guess they haven't put that in the language yet.
What about the burl necklace? Already bring this up?
The burl necklace?
That's when you blow on her neck while you sing a holly jolly Christmas. Is that one banned?
No, I think it needs to be celebrated.
But the water sports is out?
Yeah, water sports is out. I'm sorry.
So I can't give them the Eddie Bauer golden shower?
Mm-mm. No.
But what? I'm pissing on them from a signature Ford.
No, it's banned now.
What about the Woody Woodpecker anus wrecker?
That's not mentioned here, so I'm not sure. What is it?
Let me think.
Actually, you know
that's
what?
One you can go at them from behind, like Woody Woodpecker.
Okay, that yeah. I
and then you do it, and you know they're finished when they go.
You can tell I didn't want to say that one.
Actually made it better.
You've ruined Woody Woodpecker for me, I can tell you.
It's not any more ruined than that ass he was going.
Let's see, aren't so... The Eddie Bauer golden showers out.
Yeah, sorry.
What if it's actually Eddie Bauer pissing on me?
It's still a water sport.
What about the dish switch?
Dish switch?
Yeah. Is that banned?
I don't know. It's not mentioned here, so I guess you could still do it.
That's when you're banging them from behind, and then you take the TV remote and drop all their CBS programming.
Somewhere Bob Pittman's laughing.
You know, of all the other things today, our CEO's going, I don't know, that's my boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Our chairman just fell out of his chair.
Okay. You want to go now?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to need you to help me with the levels.
No problem.
All right.
I don't know what happened. He was butt me all of a sudden. I couldn't get CBS no more.
All right, Chuck, give me a level.
Okay. I'm going to start the song for a second. Just give me a level, then I got to grab my guitar. Okay.
I've been seeking. I've been searching.
Dan?
A little higher in the vocals. That's good.
I've been searching.
Okay, hold on.
I really need to get an assistant. Roadie.
What?
Kenzie's raising her hand saying she'll be your roadie.
All right, give me your level again.
You hire.
Sure.
Yep. Play me. I'd say you. Yeah, you're good.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how this is going to work.
No, that's part of the excitement.
You set, Chuck? Well, let me start the song first.
Well, you need to...
I've been seeking. I've been searching. I've been looking. I've been searching. I've been seeking. I've been searching.
Here we go.
Information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com to get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives. Go to RussMartin.fm, other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, AlfieCoy.com, to reach Everett Newton, the rock and roll attorney, his website, DallasAttorney.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right. See you guys later.
Later.
Bye. Do you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
Seems a little loud.
Now it does.
Enough of that.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the metro.
What about the fade-off?